This message, Broken Systems, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Saturday morning, January 23, 1965, for the Full Gospel Businessman's Fellowship International Breakfast at the Ramada Inn in Phoenix, Arizona, USA. Lumbigo, amatanka amanzi avuzayo. Ngomfowethu William Marion Branham wachunyayelwa ngomgqibelo ekuseni ngoZibandlela 23, 1965 kuFull Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International Breakfast eRamada Inn ePhoenix, Arizona, USA. Nkosi, ngiyakholwa. Nkosi, ngiyakholwa. Zonke izinto ziyenzeka. Nkosi, ngiyakholwa.
Let us remain standing just a moment and bow our heads.
Kasi kubekeni simile nje okwesikhatshana futhi sikhothamise amakhanda ethu.
Lord Jesus, we are trying in our humble way to express to you by singing this that we believe.
Nkosi Jesu, siyazama ngendlela zethu zokuzehlisa ukutshengisa kuwe ngokuhlabelela lokho ukuthi siyakholwa.
And we pray, Lord, that now that you will continue breaking the bread of life to us, giving to us that which we have need of out of thy word. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Futhi siyakhuleka, Nkosi, ukuthi kathesi, ukuthi wena uzaqhubeka uhlephula isinkwa sokuphila kithi. Usipha khona lokhu thina esilesidingo sakho ngakulo lona ilizwi lakho, ngoba sikucela khona ebizweni lika Jesu. Amen. Lingahlala phansi.
I'm quite sure if we should not say the all sufficient word now of amen, that the august blessings of God still rest upon this audience.
Ngilokuqiniseka nxa thina sifanele nxa ngingathi lona eleneleyo ilizwi lika amen ukuthi izibusiso ezimangalisayo zikaNkulunkulu zibe lokho zihlezi phezu kwalaba abalaleli.
I've sat this morning and listened close to the service, enjoyed the testimonies, the different ways each one has of expressing themselves.
Ngihlalile lokho kusa futhi ngalalelisisa inkonzo ngakholisa ubufakazi indlela ehlukileyo munye ngamunye alayo yokuzitshengisa ngokwabo.
And to hear the newcomers, the Baptist brother here that come to apologize for thinking that a little wrong.
Futhi lokuzwa abasanda kufika umfowethu weBaptist lapha obuye ukuzoxolisa ngokucabanga lokho kabi kancane.
So I certainly appreciate the human. Somebody that can be human enough or gentleman enough to, if he thinks he's made a mistake.
Ngakho, ngiyathakazelela sibili. Ubuntu, umuntu oba, lobuntu obeneleyo. Gumbe, indoda emnene okweneleyo. Layo nga ecabanga ukuthi wenze iphutha.
He didn't exactly apologize to me. It wasn't me who was apologizing to, but it was God. So I appreciate that. See, God bless our brother and his evangelist brother.
Yena gazange axolise kimi khona kanye gayisima kade exolisa kuye bekunguNkulunkulu. Ngakho ngiyakuthakazelela lokho bona uNkulunkulu abusise umfowethu futhi lo mfo wakhe umvangeli.
My that Baptist, you know, I used to belong to the Baptist Church myself. I was a member of the Missionary Baptist Church.
Minabo lo Baptist liyaz ngangingowe bandla le Baptist ngokwami ngangililunga le Missionary Baptist Church.
When I come among the people, I know how you feel. I felt the same way, just full of something, and I didn't know.
Lapho ngisiza phakathi kwabantu ngiyakwazi ukuthi lizwa njani. Ngezwe ngendlela efanayo. Kugcwele nje enye into leyo engangingayaziyo.
I remember my first experience of sin. So it was in Dwajak, Michigan. I beg your pardon. I'd been at Dwajak on a fishing trip and was coming down from Dwajak down into Indiana.
Ngiyakhumbula isehlakalo sami sakuqala esokubona umPentecostali. Kwakuse Dwajak, Michigan. Ngicela lingixolele. Ngangise Dwajak ehambweni lokuyagula inhlanzi futhi ngehla ngivela eDwajak ngisehlela eIndiana.
And so I seen the names of Jesus all over the cars and things, and I listened to their services that day.
Futhi ngakho ngangibonile amabizo kaJesu kuzo zonke izimoto futhi lezinto futhi ngalalela izinkonzo zabo lolo suku.
And the next day, they asked me to come to the platforms to say a few words, and I did. They asked me what church I belonged to, and I told them I was a Baptist.
Futhi ngosuku olulandelayo, bangicela ukuthi ngize ku-platform, ukukhuluma amazwi amalutshwane. Futhi ngakwenza, futhi bangibuza ukubana ngingowaliphi ibandla, futhi ngabatshela ngangingum-Baptist.
And that night, they had an old colored man was going to preach, and he must have been in his late 80s. And he come out the platform, the old fellow, they almost had to lead him out.
Futhi lobo busuku, babe lendoda endala ensundu, eyayizakuya chumayela. Futhi wayemele esesiya phutsha amachumi ayisificamunwembili. Futhi weza ku platform. Indoda endala baphosa nje bamkhokhela phandle.
He was long ministerial coats on, a velvet collar, and just a little rim of white fur hair around the side.
Yena wayengomunye walabo abangabamajazi amade abafundisi, ikhola eliyivelvet futhi lo mzindlana nje omncane wenwele ezibuboya zizingeleze eceleni.
Now I thought, all these men here and theologians, great man, how that let this service be given to a fellow like that? Well, the old man should be in a chair somewhere sitting down.
Futhi ngacabanga wonke lawo amadoda lapha futhi labe science yezenkolo amadoda amakhulu ukuthi bavumela njani inkonzo inikezwa endodeni enjengalokho awu indoda endala kumele ibe sesihlalweni kwenye indawo ihlezi phansi.
They'd been preaching that day about what Jesus had did here on earth, and but he took his text, I believe, from Job 7:20, so I wouldn't be sure that's the scripture.
Babe kade bechumayela ngalolo suku mayelana ngalokhu uJesu ayekwenzayo lapha emhlabeni. Futhi kodwa yena wathatha udaba lwakhe, ngiyakholwa lwa luvela kuJobe 7:20 ithi kangila kuqiniseka ukuthi umbhalo.
However, this is the quotation or some part of it. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy.
Kungenani lesi yiso isicutshwa kumbe ingxenye yakho. Wawungaphi lapho ngibeka izisekelo zomhlaba? Lapho inkanyezi zokusa zihlabelela ndawonye futhi la madodana kaNkuluNkulu ememeza ngentokozo.
And he spoke on what went on in heaven while they've been speaking on what went on in earth.
Futhi wakhuluma ngalokho okwenzakalayo ezulwini lapho bona babe khuluma ngalokho okwenzakala emhlabeni.
And somewhere about 5 minutes after speaking, the Spirit of the Lord hit him and he jumped way up in the floor, clicked his heels together.
Futhi kwenye indawo phose emzuzwaneni emhlanu emva kokuba wayekhuluma yena umoya wenkosi wamchaya futhi weqa khona phezulu esibuyeni futhi wachayasanisa izithende zakhe ndawonye.
My, there was as much room as almost half on this platform. He went walking off. Said, you just haven't got enough room up here for me to preach.
Minabo, kwakukhona indawo eningi. Kwakukhona phose ingxenye ye platform. Futhi yena wasuka wahamba. Wathi, kalila indawo eneleyo phezulu lapha. Kimi, ukuze ngichumayele.
Well, I was about 20 years old then. I thought of, if that'll do that for that old man, what would it do for me?
Awu, phose, ngangile minyaka engamachumi amabili ubudala lapho. Ngacabanga, nxa lokhu kungenza lokhu kulindoda endala, kuyini okuza kwenza kimi, bona?
The habit of keeping everything just as orderly for our new brothers that we certainly are welcoming into our fellowship.
Ngenxa yokugcina yonke into nje ihlelekile yabazalwane bethu abatsha ukuthi siyabamukela sibili bona ebudlelwaneni bethu.
See, I believe they made mention of a priest sitting here, I think. Of course, being Irish, my people are Catholic. And so there was a couple more, Baptists and different ones.
Ngiyabona. Ngiyakholwa bebenze isimemezelo sompriest ohlezi lapha. Ngiyacabanga ngoba ukuba ngum-Irish. Abantu bami ngamaKatolika futhi khona bekula babili njalo ama-Baptist labanye abahlukile.
You might have been a little confused a while ago. I noticed another brother spoke about it, but I thought I would try to straighten out when Brother Shakarin.
Ubungabe utitegile kancane isikhatshana esedlulileyo. Nginanzelele akula bazalwane abakhulume mayelana ngakho. Kodwa ngicabange ngiza kuqondisa khona lapho umfowethu Shakarin.
As the fine speaker here was got so filled with joy of knowing the coming of the Lord so close at hand, he spoke in an unknown tongue to us. And we have interpreters that give the interpretation.
Emva kwesikhulumi esihle lapha, sesigcwaliswe ngentokozo yokwazi ukubuya kwenkosi sokuseduze. Yena wakhuluma ngolimi olungaziwayo kithi. Futhi silaba casisi laba abapha incazelo.
Which scripture says, if there be no interpreter, then let them hold their peace. But if they speak in tongues and then interpret it, it becomes prophecy.
Lokho, umbhalo uthi, nxa kungela ocasisayo, khona-ke kabazithulele. Kodwa nxa bekhuluma ngezindimi futhi, bazicasise zona, kuba isiprofethi.
So, the little confusion of two of them at one time. Now, that wasn't a bit confusing, see, because one of them was given the interpretation, the other was prophesying.
Ngakho-ke ukudideka okuncinyane kwabo bobabili sikhatsinye. Manje, lokho bekungadidi lakancane. Bona, ngoba omunye wabo wayesipha incazelo, omunye wabo wayeprofetha.
See, so that's, I thought I would let our brethren understand if they did not understand, because one of them is correctly given to notice the time limits of each one, and the other one is so filled himself that the Spirit of God was prophesying to one, interpreting the other, was given the interpretation.
Bona, ngakho lokho, ngicabange ngizenza abazalwane bethu bazwisise. Nxa bengazange bazwisise, ngoba omunye wabo wayenikeza ngokuqondileyo. Like lananzelela ukulinganiswa kwesikhathi somunye ngamunye. Futhi omunye nje wayegcwalisiwe ngokwakhe ukuthi umoya kaNkulunkulu wawuprofetha ngomunye. Ucasisa omunye wayenikeza incazelo.
So it might be clear that you were not sometimes to the natural mind, it's like our precious brother that gave the apology this morning. It is a bit confusing to the person who doesn't understand.
Kona ke ukuze kucace ukuthi wena ngasisikho kwesinye isikhathi engqondweni yemvelo njengomfowethu oligugu lo onikeze ukuxolisa lokho kusa kuyadida kancane emuntwini ongazwisisiyo.
But to those who are in veterans of the battle that we're in, why we understand that, that what these things are. So I just thought I'd say something about it. It was all right.
Kodwa kulabo abaphakathi abakudala bempileyo thina esikiyo ngani siyazwisisa lokho ukuthi izinto lezi zihini ngakho nje ngicabange ukuthi ngizatsho enye into mayelana ngakho nxa khona bekulungile.
Now no, this is no place to say this, but being everybody's been telling little things, you know, that fellow said, the old colored man said, you don't have enough room for me to preach. You ain't got enough time for me to preach. Rather long-winded.
Manje, ngiyakwazi le ayisiyo ndawo yokutsho lokho. Kodwa kuyikuba yikuthi wonke umuntu ubekhuluma izinto ezincinyane. Ngi liyazi leyo ndoda yathi, leyo ndoda endala ensundu yathi, ngalila ndawo eneleyo kimi ukuthi ngichumayele. Ngalila sikhathi eseneleyo kimi ukuthi ngichumayele. Kumbe eside esidonsayo.
Man said one day, said a minister came up. He'd been a pastor at the church for 20 years, and he always preached just exactly 30 minutes each Sunday morning at his church. And he said, this Sunday morning he preached 3 hours.
Indoda yathi ngelinye ilanga, yathi, umchumayeli wabuya, wayengumalusi ebandleni okweminyaka, engamachuma amabili, futhi yena wayechumayela izikhathi zonke, imizuzu nje engamachumi amathathu sonto ngayinye ekuseni ebandleni lakhe. Futhi yena wathi le isonto ekuseni yena wachumayela amahola amathathu.
And so the deacon board called him in and said, pastor, we really appreciate you, that we always know that you stand for the Bible and its rights.
Futhi ke ibhodi lamadikoni lambizela phakathi futhi lathi, malusi, thina siyakuthakazelela sibili. Lathi siyakwazi izikhathi zonke ukuthi uyalimela iBhayibheli futhi lamalungelo alo.
Then, and you always correct us so we can be feel pure and clean before God. And we really appreciate you, and we believe you're God's servant. And we certainly did appreciate that message this morning.
Futhi khona bathi, futhi uyas kondisa izikhathi zonke ukuze sizwe simsulwa phambi kukaNkulunkulu futhi siyakuthakazelela sibili futhi siyakholwa uyinceku kaNkulunkulu futhi thina siuthakazelele sibili lo mbiko lokhu kusa.
But so there's just one thing that we want to ask you about, that we timed you as a deacon board, that every Sunday morning is just exactly 30 minutes and today you were 3 hours.
Kodwa wathi kukhona into eyodwa nje leyo esifuna ukukubuza ngayo. Wathi sakuhlola isikhathi njengebhodi lamadikoni, but yonke isonto ekuseni ukanye imizuzu engamashumi amathathu futhi lamuhla ube ngamahola amathathu.
So now remember, we appreciate every bit of it. It was all right making the old fellow feel good, you know.
But manje kumbula, siyathakazelela konke kuncinyane kwakho. Kwakulungile. Kusenza lindoda endala izwe kuhle, liyazi.
He said, well, brother, and I tell you what it is, that every morning when I go to call to the pulpit, that I put one of those little lifesavers in my mouth. He said, I just suck on it and said, when the lifesaver's done, said it takes just 30 minutes, and said, then I quit preaching.
Yena wathi, awu bazalwane, ngizalitshela ukubana kunjani khona. Wathi konke ukusa lapho ngisiya ngibizwa kuphulpithi. Wathi ngiyabeka okunye kwalokhu okuncinyane ama-lifesavers emlonyeni wami. Yena wathi futhi nje ngiyakumumuza. Futhi wathi lapho i-lifesaver isiphelile, wathi kuthatha nje imzuzu engamachuma amathathu. Futhi wathi ngakho ngiyachiya ukuchumayela.
He said, you know, this morning I thought I was a little over time. I spit it out, I had a button in my mouth.
Yena wathi, liyazi lokho kusa. Ngacabanga ukuba ngedlulise isikhathi kancane. Ngakhafulela phandle. Nganyile skopele emlonyeni wami.
I ain't gonna put anything in. Toy. I hope I don't get some buttons.
Ngangikufaka ulutho phakathi. Ngakho sithemba kasikuthola izikopela ezikhwameni sethu.
We are, I hope that didn't sound sacrilegious here, but just, you know, even God has a sense of humor, you know.
Kodwa thina si ngithemba lokho kakuzwalanga kuhlambaza lapho. Kodwa nje ngiyazi loba uNkulunkulu laye wayelomuzwa wokuhlekisa uyazi.
So we are very thankful to be here and have this time of fellowship and with this grand privilege to break the bread of life once again in my own simple little way.
Yikho siyabonga kakhulu ukuba lapha futhi sibe lesikhathi lesobudlelwano futhi kanye naleli thuba elikhulu ukuhlephula isinkwa sempilo kanye njalo ngendlela yami encinyane ethobileyo.
I know it's theologians as that man spoke here last night from England. My, they'd get up behind a person like that with my seventh grade education.
Ngiyakwazi njengezazi zesayensi yezenkolo njengendoda leyo yakhuluma lapha ubusuku obedluleyo evela England. Mina bo ngiyakuzonda ukuma ngemva komuntu njengalokho kanye lemfundo yami eka grade 7.
But I hope that God will interpret to you the meaning in my heart. See, my words are not right, my intentions I trust are.
Kodwa ngiyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzalicasisela umutho osenhlizweni yami. Bona. Nga amazwi ami engaqondanga inhloso zami ngithemba zinjalo.
Now, let us read in the scripture. Many of you like to follow, and I'm going to read this morning for just a few moments from the book of Jeremiah the prophet, the second chapter, and I'm going to begin now with the first verse.
Manje kasibaleni mbhalweni, abaningi benu bathanda ukulandela, futhi ngiyakubala lokhu kusa, okwesikhatshana nje, esilutshwane, kuvela ebhukwini lika Jeremiah, umprofeti, isahluko 2, futhi ngiyakuqala kathesi ngendima 1.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth and the love of thine espouse, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness and in the land that was not sown.
La selifika kimi ilizwi lenkosi lisithi, hamba futhi umemeze endlebeni zeJerusalema. Usithi, icho kanje inkosi, ngiyakukhumbula umusa wobutsha bakho, lothando lomlobokazi wakho, lapho ungilandela enkangala, la selizweni elingahlanyelwanga.
Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall and offend, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord.
U-Israyeli wayeyibungcwele kuyo inkosi, futhi eyizithelo zakhe zakuqala zesivuno sayo. Bonke abazidlayo baza futhi bayathola icala, ububi buzakuza phezu kwabo, itsho inkosi.
Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel.
Zwanini lina ilizwi lenkosi, O lina ndlu kaJakob, lani lonke zimuli zendlu kaIsrayeli.
Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me and walked after vanity and are become vain?
Icho kanje inkosi, ibubi bani oyihlo ababuthole kimi ukuthi bona sebekude lami balandela okuyize futhi babayize.
Neither said they, Where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt and led us through the wilderness, through the land of desert and of pits, through the land of drought and of the shadows of death, through the land that no man passed through and no man dwelleth.
Abachongo ugut, ingapi inkosi, eyasikhupha elizweni laseJipite, futhi yasikhokhelela enkangala ezweni elilugwadule lamagodi, ezweni elomileyo lamathunzi okufa, elizweni elingahanjwanga muntu, futhi lapho okungahlali muntu khona.
And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination.
Futhi ngalileta elizweni elivundileyo ukuze lidle izithelo zalo lobuhle balo. Kodwa lapho selingenile lalingcolisa ilizwe lam futhi lenza ilifa lam isinengiso.
And the priest said not, Where is the Lord? And the hand of the law knew me not.
Futhi aba priest abachongo ukuthi ingaphi inkosi, futhi ababe phethe umthetho babengazi.
And the pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit.
Labelusi njalo ba pambuka kimi, laba profeti ba profeta ngobhali, futhi balandela okungelasizo.
Therefore I will plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children will I plead.
Ngakho ke ngiza phikisana lani, itsho inkosi, futhi kanye labantwana babantwana benu ngiza phikisana labo.
For over this land of Chedom and see, and in the Kedur, and consider diligently that, and see if there be such a thing.
Ngoba ngale kwelizwe leChittim, futhi libone, futhi laphakathi kweKedar, futhi linakane kuhle lokho, futhi libone nga kungaba lento enjalo.
Has a nation changed their gods, which are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit.
Sisake satintsha onkulunkulu baso isizwe na abanga sibo onkulunkulu. Kodwa abantu bam batintshile udumo lwabo kulokho okungelayo ngitsho inzuzo.
Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. You're desolate, saith the Lord.
Mangalani o lina mazulu kulokho futhi lithuthumele kakubi lichitheke impela, itsho inkosi.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
Ngoba abantu bam benzile izinto ezimbili ezimbi. Bangichile mina umthombo wamanzi aphilayo, futhi bazigebhela imithombo evuzayo engabambi amanzi.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his words, and I would like to take a text of that, his broken cisterns.
Makuthi inkosi ingezelele izibusiso zakhe ekubalweni kwamazwi akhe, futhi ngizathanda ukuthatha isihloko sentshumayelo yalokhu nje, amatanka amanzi avuzayo.
When in reading this scripture this morning, which all scripture is given by inspiration, and we come to the house of the Lord for correction and for understanding.
Lapho ekubaleni lumbhalo lokhu kusa kuyikuthi yonke imbhalo iphiwe ngokokuphefumulelwa, futhi siza endlini yenkosi ukuzoqondiswa futhi lokuzwisisa.
And sometimes that we see the any little thing in the way, like this military man a while ago was speaking to us and saying that some certain things that perhaps maybe in some other country has a certain missile or or something on that idea. And we've got to find something to counteract that in military strategy.
Futhi kwesinye isikhathi lapho sibona I loba yini into encinyane endleleni njengalindoda yezebutho isikhatshana esidluleyo ubekhuluma kithi futhi esithi ukuthi ezinye izinto ezithile ukuthi mhlawumbe kwelinye ilizwe bale le misayili ethile kumbe kumbe enye into engabanjalo futhi kufanele sithole enye into yokulwisa lokho ngendlela yeza bebutho.
Well, the same thing goes into a church to perish where a man is preaching or if he's an evangelist in the field.
Awu into efanayo yenzakala ebandleni esigabeni sobufundisi lapho umuntu achumayela khona kumbe nxa engumvangeli enkundleni.
When he sees uprisings and something that's just starting, though in its infancy or whatever it is, it's that man, if he's a servant of God, to blot that thing so far from the people's minds that they'll keep away from it. And we don't want that to happen for us to get into places like that.
Lapho ebona imvukela, futhi okunye nje okuqalayo, kuqhubeka, ekuqaliseni kwakho, loba yini okuyikho. Kungulo umuntu nga eyinceku kaNkulunkulu ukuvimba lento ibe kude kakhulu lenqondo zabantu ukuthi bazahlala kude lakho futhi kasifuni lokho kwenzakale thina ukuba singene endaweni ezinjalo.
Now during the time of Jeremiah here, his prophecy, it had been about 60 years since the death of Isaiah. And there'd been about 60 years without a major prophet.
Manje, ngesikhathi sika Jeremiah lapha, isiprofeto sakhe, kwase kube phose iminyaka engamachumi ayisithupha, kusukela ekufeni kuka Isaya, futhi babe sebele iminyaka phose engamachumi ayisithupha, bengela umprofeto omkhulu.
There was a beckon. Some of the small minor prophets, but Isaiah was the last major prophet.
Wagulo Habakkuk, futhi labanye aba prophet, abancane, babancinyane, kodwa uIsaya wayengumprofeti omkhulu wokugcina.
And the people had during this time had no one to call them out. They had drifted, yet they were God's people, had drifted into this state now that we find them in as Jeremiah came to prophesy to them.
Foot abantu babe kade ngalesi skathi babe ngelawo kubazisa baphume babe sebe pambukile laloba babe ngabantu bakaNkuluNkulu babe sebe pambukile kulesi simo esesiba fumana bekuso lapho uJeremia esiza ukuzo profeta kibo.
And Jeremiah also was he prophesied before the exile, and also he went into exile with him.
Futhi uJeremia laye waye yena wa profeta ngaphambi kokuthunjwa futhi njalo yena wahamba labo ekuthunjeni.
And then, of course, Daniel come on after Jeremiah. Daniel said that he had understandings by the scripture of the 70 years that they were to be there.
Njalo ke kusobala uDaniel weza ngemva kuka Jeremiah futhi uDaniel wathi yena wayelokuzwisisa ngemibhalo yeminyaka engamajumi ayisikhombisa leyo ababeza kuba lapho.
Of course, there was another prophet among them that wanted to make this yoke, as he put it up on his neck, that it would be a small thing, that within 2 years, well, God was going to bring them all back. But Jeremiah no different from that.
Ngoba, kwakulomunye umprofeti phakathi kwabo, owayefuna ukwenza ijogwe leli, lapho elibeka entanyeni yakhe, ukuthi kuzakuba into encinyane, ukuthi phakathi kweminyaka emibili, awu, uNkulunkulu wayeza kuba pendukisa bonke kodwa uJeremia wazi okwahlukileyo kulalokho.
And we know what happened to the prophet who prophesied wrongly. He died that same year. So God wouldn't let him stand.
Futhi siyakwazi lokho okwenzakalayo kumprofeti owaprofeta kubi wafa lowo mnyaka munye ngakho uNkulunkulu kazange amvumele ukuma.
And now we also notice the conditions of the people in that day.
Futhi manje siyananzelela izimo zabantu kulolu suku.
Now I do not wish you to misunderstand me. I am not aiming what I aim to say here, some scriptures and little notes.
Manje, ngangilifiseli ukungangizwisisi. Mina, angi, hlosanga kulokho engifuna ukukukhuluma lapho. Imibhalo ethile lama notes.
Used to be I didn't have to write my scriptures and things down, but after I passed 25 the second time, well, I don't remember like I used to. So I write down a scripture and kind of know from that where I'm going.
Ngange twayele ukuba ngingadingi ukubhala imibhalo yami futhi lezinto phansi. Kodwa emva sengedlule amachuma amabili lanhlanu okwesibili angisakhumbuli njengalokhu engangijwayele ukukwenza. Ngakho ngiyabhala phansi umbhalo futhi bose ngiyawazi kuvela kulokho lapho engiyakhona.
And then so much time praying for the sick and so forth and out and gone. I don't have time to really study like I should do.
Futhi ke isikhathi esinenye ngikhulekela abagulayo. Futhi lokunjalo. Futhi ngiphume njalo ngihambile. Angilaso isikhathi soku tadisha sibili njengalokhu engifanele ngikwenze.
Now, but this great prophet of this day was Jeremiah, and he was something on the order of Amos and many of the other prophets that rose up. He was stirred when he seen the conditions of the nation.
Manje kodwa lomprofeti omkhulu walesi isikhathi wayenguJeremiah. Futhi wayemise okuka Amosi labanengi babanye abaprofeti abavukayo. Yena waphazamseka lapho ebona izimo zaselizweni.
Now there were places sometime when you're speaking about a nation, it might think that it's reflecting to a certain group. It's not that, it's the overall picture of the nation.
Manje kwakulezindawo kwesinye isikhathi nxa ukhuluma mayelana ngelizwe kucatshangwa ukuthi sikutsho kuqembu elithile. Kayisikho lokho kodwa ngomfanekiso oguqela ilizwe lonke.
And we find today a very comparative condition today as it was in the days of Jeremiah, that the nation itself altogether has gone into more or less idolatry. Got away from God.
Futhi siyafumana lamuhla isimo esifanekisayo lamuhla njengoba kwakuyikho ngensuku zika Jeremiah ukuthi isizwe ngokwaso ndawonye sesingenile kukho okwedluliseleyo kumbe okungaphansi ukukhonza izithombe okungaba njalo. Ngiza kuthi badedela kude lo Nkulunkulu.
And by doing that, it's been the weakness of the pulpit. Because if the pulpit would have stayed straight and with the Word of God, God would be in every church like He is moving among us here.
Futhi, ngokwenza lokhu, bekuyibuthakathaka bepulpiti. Ngoba nxa ipulpiti ingabe yahlala iqondile, futhi kanye lelizwi likaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu beza kuba kulo lonke ibandla njengakho yena ehamba phakathi kwethu lapha.
But they have led away from that, and that's the thing that I want to talk about this morning. And now we find that that's absolutely true in every age.
Kodwa sebetetele kude lalokho futhi yiyo into leyo engifuna ukukhuluma mayelana ngayo lokhu kusa. Futhi manje siya Fumana ukuthi lokho kuliqiniso uqobo kuso sonke isikhathi.
I believe it was Amos as I referred to him a while ago that he said he was not a prophet, he was the son of a prophet, but said that when the lion roars, who can be fear?
Ngiyakholwa kwakungu Amosi. Njengoba ke ngike ngakhomba kuye isikhatshana esedluleyo ukuthi yena wathi yena waye engasuye umprofeti kumbe indodana yomprofeti kodwa wathi ukuthi lapho isilwane sibhonga ubani ongekela ukwesaba.
And if anyone ever heard a real lion roar in the wilderness, these you hear in the cages around here are just meowing. But when one roars in the wilderness, everything takes heed.
Futhi nxa loba ngubani owake wezwa isilwane sibili sibhonga eguswini lezi elizizwayo phakathi kwamakheji lapha nje zikhala njengomanguye kodwa lapho esisodwa sibhonga phakathi eguswini yonke into iyalalela.
I've laid in the jungle a hunter, and he's the king of the beast. And when that lion roars, even the beetles stop hollering. Everything the
ngike ngalala eguswini ngizizingela zona futhi siyinkosi yezilo futhi lapho leso silwane sibhonga loba lezi nkuba bulongwe ziyathula ukuba ngumsindo yonke into iyakwenza.
The jackals and the hyenas are screaming and the other animals, the squawking of the baboons and monkeys, the beetles, you can hardly hear yourself think, but in a distant let a lion roar and every beetle will stop hollering.
Amakanyana futile mpisi zikhala futhi lezinye inyamazana futhi loku kewuza kwendwangu lenkawu inkuba bulongwe awuzizwa ngokwakho ucabanga kodwa emangweni yekela isilwane sibhonge futhi sonke isibungu siza kuma ukuba ngumsindo.
See, everything's afraid of him, yet there's many things can kill him, but he's recognized as a king amongst the beasts.
Bon yonke into iyamesaba kanti kulezinto eziningi ezingambulala kodwa yaziwa njengenkosi phakathi kwezilo.
He said, when the lion roars, who can but fear? He said, then God has spoken, who can but prophesy?
Yena wathi lapho isilwane sibhonga ngubani ongekela ukwesaba. Yena wathi ngakho uNkulunkulu sekhulumile ngubani ongekela ukuprofeta.
That's, I think, the condition meets that challenge again today. God has spoken, see? And we see the handwriting on the wall. So it's very easy to prophesy and see that we're at the end time.
Futhi yiso, ngiyacabanga isimo sihlangana lalowo mumo njalo lamuhla. UNkulunkulu ukhulumile bona, futhi sibona umbhalo wesandla emdulwini. Ngakho kulula kakhulu ukuprofeta futhi ubone ukuthi sisesikhathini sokugcina.
And we're seeing God from every section of denominations, all the way from Catholicism through all the Protestant churches, Buddhas and what more from India and whatever more. He's calling his people together, assembling them together.
Futhi sibona uNkulunkulu kuvela kuzo zonke izibanga zenhlanganiso zamasonto, yonke indlela kusukela kuKatolika kudlula kuwo wonke amabandla amaProtestanti amaBuddha futhi lani okunye kusukela eNdiya njalo lakho konke okuye yena ubiza abantu bakhe ndawonye ebabuthanisa bona ndawonye.
And I'm very happy for that, to see this day coming. Now it's a great day, one of the greatest privileges.
Futhi ngiyathaba kakhulu ngalokho ukubona usuku lolu lusiza manje si kulusuku olukhulu elinye lamathuba amakhulu.
That if I would have known before there was a world when we were souls, a part of God that we are, for we were with him before the foundations of the world, because there's only one form of eternal life, and that's God, and we're a part of him.
Loko, nga ngangi ngakwenza, nga be ngingaba kwazi umhlaba ungakabi khona, lapho si imphefumulo ingxenye kaNkulunkulu. Loko, siyikho ngoba sasikanye laye ngaphambi kokudatshulwa komhlaba ngoba kulesimo esisodwa sempilo ephakade futhi lo ngonkulunkulu futhi siyingxenye yakhe.
We was not so much that we would know and could think and had a being, but we were in his thoughts of what we were before the foundation of the world.
Sasingakabi yilutho kangaka ukuthi sasingaka bakwazi futhi futhi sicabange futhi sibe ngumuntu kodwa sasisemcabangweni wakhe kwalokhu esasiyikho ngaphambi kokudatshulwa komhlaba.
Because we are a part of him, like my son is part of me and I'm part of my father and so forth. We are sons and daughters of God by his foreknowledge.
Ngoba siyingxenye yakhe njengendodana yami ingxenye yami futhi ngiyingxenye kababa wami futhi lokunjalo singamadodana lamadodakazi kaNkulunkulu ngokwazi ngaphambili kwakhe.
And back there, if I could have known as I know now and that I could look over the whole span of time and he had said to me, what time do you want to live?
Futhi ngemva le ngabe ngingaba ngazile njengoba ngisazi manje futhi nga ngingakhangela ngaphezu kwebanga lesikhathi futhi yena wayengaba wathi kimi isiphi isikhathi ofuna ukuphila kuso.
I said, this time, right now, just the eve of the ending up of world history and the oncoming of the kingdom of God to be established in the earth. I think it's the most glorious time of all ages is right now.
Nganyabe ngathi lesi isikhathi khona manje isikhathi nje esiphambi kokuphela kwembali yomhlaba futhi lokuza kombuso kaNkulunkulu oza kubekwa emhlabeni ngicabanga kuyisikhathi esilenkazimulo enkulu ukwedlula zonke izikhathi kukhona manje.
We find out here that Israel is accused by the prophet when God had ordained him and sent him out. They were accused of two major sins.
Siyathola ukuthi lapha u-Israyeli uyacalwa ngumprofethi lapho uNkulunkulu wayemgcobile futhi emthumile phandle bacalwa ngezono ezimbili ezinkulu.
And we want to talk on those two things that they had done, and from that we want to prosper by.
Futhi sifuna ukukhuluma ngalezo zinto ezimbili abazenzayo futhi kusukela kulokho sifuna ukuphumelela ngakho.
They had turned from God, the fountain of living water, and had hewed themselves out cisterns.
Manje ba besukile kuNkulunkulu umthombo wamanzi aphilayo futhi babe zakhele ngokwabo amatanka.
They had turned from the thing that God had given them and had hewed themselves something that they had did themselves.
Babe sebechile into leyo uNkulunkulu ayebanikeze yona futhi bazigebhela enye into leyo ababezenzele yona ngokwabo.
And these cisterns, you notice, they had broken and they were leaking. Now, a broken cistern cannot hold water. It'll leak out.
Futhi lawa matanka manzi, liyananzelela. Waye lawo, ayese tabugile futhi ayevuza. Manje itanka la manzi livuzayo, angeke libambe amanzi, lizavuza.
I was raised on a farm and I know what an old cistern is and the difficulty we have with it.
Ngakhuliswa eplazini, futhi ngiya kwazi lokho itanka elidala eliyikho futhi lobunzima esilabo kanye lalo.
And this leaking cistern is a very fine picture, I think, of this day, that when our everything that we have tried to do to get man together, get people together, get churches together, it has become always in the realm of intellectual trying.
Futhi lelo tanka elivuzayo lingumfanekiso omuhle kakhulu ngiyacabanga ngalolo suku ukuthi lapho okwethu konke lokho esikuzamileyo ukwenza ukuhlanganisa abantu ndawonye ukuhlanganisa amabandla ndawonye sokube izikhathi zonke ezigabeni sokuzama kwenhlakanipho.
We've tried to make all the Methodists become Baptists and vice versa and the different denominations, and that was not God's program to begin with.
Sizamile ukwenza wonke ama-Methodist abe ngama-Baptist futhi ukuphendukezela futhi lezi nhlanganiso zamasonto ezehlukeneyo futhi lokho kwakungasilo hlelo lukaNkulunkulu kwase kuqaleni.
God only has one meeting place. He said over there in the book of Exodus, that I have chosen the place to put my name. And that's the only place that I'll meet people.
UNkulunkulu ulendawo eyodwa kuphela yokuhlangana yena. Wathi khona lapho ebhukwini lika Exodus ukuthi ngikhethile indawo ukubeka ibizo lami futhi iyo indawo kuphela le engizahlangana labantu.
And he chose a place to put his name, and where he put his name, that's where he met Israel.
Futhi yena wayekhethe indawo ukubeka ibizo lakhe futhi lalapho yena abeka ibizo lakhe yikho lapho yena ahlangana lo Israel.
He's got a place that he meets his church today, and he chose that name. That name is Jesus Christ.
Yena ulendawo lapho yena ahlangana lebandla lakhe lamuhla futhi yena wakhetha ibizo lelo futhi ibizo lelo nguJesu Kristu.
And that's where he meets a true believer when he's in Jesus Christ. That's where God chose to put his name.
Futhi khona ulapho yena ahlangana lekholo leqiniso lapho ekuJesu Kristu. Yikho lapho uNkulunkulu akhetha ukubeka ibizo lakhe.
He said God's name, he said I came in my Father's name. So that's where God put his name as in Christ, and in Christ is where we can all meet under the shed blood and there have real true fellowship.
Wena uthi ibizo likaNkulunkulu yena wathi ngabuya ebizweni likaBaba wami. Ngakho yikho lapho uNkulunkulu abeka khona ibizo lakhe. KwakukuKristu futhi kuKristu kulapho sonke esihlangana khona sonke ngaphansi kwegazi elachithekayo futhi lapho balobu dlelwano obuqotho beqiniso.
God made his program at the beginning in the Garden of Eden where the place he would meet man, and that wasn't upon intellectual understandings. If it had, Eve was exactly in line with his program.
UNkulunkulu wenza uhlelo lwakhe ekuqaliseni ensimini yase-Eden lapho indawo yena ayeza kuhlangana lomuntu. Futhi lokho kwakungekho ngaphezu kokuzwisisa ngomcabango. Nxa kwakunjalo u-Eva wayekhona kanye emzileni kanye lohlelo lwakhe.
But we know that her accepting Satan's intellectual conception, surely God will not, but God said he would.
Kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi ukwamukela kwakhe okwemicabango yengqondo kaSathane sibili uNkulunkulu kasozi. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wathi yena uzakwenza.
And so then he chose a place of redemption, and it was by blood and not by intellectual conceptions.
Futhi ngakho yena wakhetha indawo yokuhlengwa futhi kwakungegazi futhi hatshi ngengqondo yokuhlakanipha.
So we're only beating the air, but it's just human nature that that people will try to do that.
Ngakho sichaya umoya kuphela kodwa nje kuyimvelo yomuntu ukuthi abantu bazazama ukukwenza lokho.
If we had time we could break it down in many pieces, but I don't want that button, so we just try to make it as simple as possible. Leaking sisters.
Nga besilesikhathi besiza kuhlephula khona kube izihlephu eziningi kodwa kangisafuni leso sikophela. Ngakho siza kuzama ukukwenza kube lula ngakho konke okungenzeka amatanka amanzi avuzayo.
And we find that it's absolutely happened again. It's a very picture of our age that we're living in, of all of our trying.
Futhi siyathola ukuthi kwenzakele isibili njalo kungumfanekiso sibili wesikhathi sethu esiphila kuso kuko konke ukuzama kwethu.
And no disregards to ever effort that any servant of God that even names the name of Jesus Christ, he ought to be honored for just even naming his name in reverence and respect.
Futhi kungesikho ukukhangelela phansi kwemizamo yonke yaloba yiphi inceku kaNkulunkulu ebiza lokubiza ibizo likaJesu Kristu. Yena ufanelwe ukuhlonitshwa ngokuqamba nje ibizo lakhe ekuzithobeni futhi lekuhlonipheni.
And the great evangelistical systems that's crossed the earth and so forth in these last days, I think still we'll never be able to get people in one heart until we get them underneath the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only place that we'll ever be safely.
Futhi lenhlelo ezinkulu zobuvangeli ezidabule umhlaba futhi lokunjalo kulezi insuku zokugcina ngicabanga loba kunjalo asisoze senelisi ukwenza abantu babe nhliziyonye size sibabeke ngaphansi kwegazi lika Jesu Kristu. Iyo indawo kuphela leyo esiza kugcinakala kuyo.
Someone called me not long ago from up in the east and said, Brother Branham, I hear you've moved out to Arizona and you farmed a place there where that where they safety.
Omunye umuntu wangibiza kungasikude kuvela phezulu eMpumalanga futhi wathi mfowethu Branham ngizwa sowaphuma waya eArizona futhi wenza indawo khona lapho okuloku gcinakala khona.
And as you know how the message come and the Lord told me what would happen in Alaska and how down through California it would be, and it's just been that way.
Futhi njengoba lisazi ukuba umbiko ubuya njani futhi inkosi yangitshela lokho okuzenzakala eAlaska futhi lokuthi njani eCalifornia kuza kuba njani futhi nje kube njalo.
He said, now if that's shaking and everything work is a safety zone. I said, there is one safety zone that I know of. That's in Christ. For those that are in Christ, it's the only one I know.
But manje nxa lokho kuzamazama futhi la yonke into ingapi indawo yokugcinakala ngathi kule ndawo eyodwa yokugcinakala engiyaziyo lapha kuku Kristu ngoba labo abaku Kristu baza yiyo kuphela eyodwa engiyaziyo.
Now Jeremiah was called also the weeping prophet.
Manje Jeremiah wayebizwa futhi umprophet okhalayo.
And because I believe that made this prophet weep, was because him being a prophet and the word of the Lord comes to such and seeing the people walk after their traditions and thought they were all right and no way at all to turn them.
Futhi ngenxa ngiyakhola lokho okwenza lo prophet akhala wakhala bengisithi kwakungoba yena engumprofeti futhi ilizwi lenkosi libuya kwabanjalo futhi sibona abantu behambisa okwemkhuba yabo futhi bacabanga ukuthi babelungile bonke futhi kungelandlela ngitsho ukuba aphendukisa bona.
For there's going straight to exile because we know you reap what you sow regardless of who you are or what you are. And we as a nation have reaped, or sowed rather, and we've got to reap.
Ngoba babe siya beqonde ekuthunjweni. Ngoba siya kwazi uvuna lokho wena okuhlanyelileyo. Kungenani lokuthi ungubani lokho wena oyikho. Futhi thina njengelizwe sesivunile kumbe sahlanyela bengitsho futhi kufanele sivune.
I'm speaking tomorrow, the Lord willing, at afternoon on birth pains, and I touch that in there, that we cannot get by with nothing. We've got to reap what we sow.
Ngiyakhuluma kusasa inkosi vuma khona emini mayelana ngenhlungu zokuzala futhi ngiyakubamba lokho phakathi lapho ukuthi angeke siphunyuke nxa sonile kufanele sivune lokho esikuhlanyelayo.
And if God would let us get by with our perversion of Christianity today and perverting the people into these things that so-called Christianity, as Brother Moore once said, he'd be morally obligated to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize for burning them up.
Futhi nxa uNkulunkulu ezasivumela ukuphunyuka kanye lokuphendukezelwa kwesiKristu lamuhla, futhi siphendukezele abantu ezintweni lezi ezibizwa ngokuthi isiKristu. Njengomfo wethu mo wake watsho yena uza kuba ngobotshelwe ngokufanele ukuvusa iSodoma leGomora futhi aqolise ngokubatshisa.
Right. Because God's still just and we're unjust as God. It's becoming to his holiness and his word that he makes people reap for what they sow. And we'll have to do that.
Kunjalo ngoba uNkulunkulu lokhe engolungileyo futhi lapho ukungalungi sokufika khona kufanele ubungcwele bakhe futhi lelizwi lakhe ukuthi yena enze abantu bavune lokho abakuhlanyelayo futhi kumele sikwenze lokho.
Now notice they had left him the fountain of living waters and had hewed themselves cisterns.
Manje nanzelela babemtshile yena umthombo wamanzi aphila futhi babe zenzele ngokwabo amatanka.
Now, there may be somebody here who wouldn't understand what a cistern is. A cistern is a man-made tank that tries to take the place of a well. It's something that somebody dug.
Manje kungaba lomunye umuntu lapha ongeke azwisise ukuthi itanka lamanzi leyini. Itanka lamanzi kulitanka elenzwe ngabantu lelo elizama ukuthatha indawo yomthombo. Kuyinto omunye umuntu ayigebhayo.
And how many knows what a cistern is? Fine. All right. A lot of country people here this morning.
Futhi bangaka abaziyo ukuthi itanka lamanzi liyini. Kuhle, kulungile. Abantu abaningi bemakhaya lapha lokhu kusa.
So I remember the old cistern at the place, how it looked. I was always afraid to drink from the thing.
Ngakho, baya, ngiyakhumbula. Itanka lamanzi elidala endaweni ukuthi lalikhangeleka njani futhi ngangisesaba izikhathi zonke ukunatha kuleyo nto.
It was a man-made tank, and it never can be relied on. You cannot rely on a cistern.
Kwaku kulitanka lamanzi elenzwe ngabantu futhi alingeke lathenjwa, angeke uthembele etankeni.
Now, anything that man does is usually not very good.
Manje loba yini leyo umuntu ayenzayo ngokujwayelekileyo kayikho onhle kangako.
But just like the Lord set time into its cycle, and the earth turning every year, every time it crosses, every day, every hour, and the sun setting, and it never fails.
Kodwa njengenkosi yabeka isikhathi ekubhodeni kwaso futhi lo mhlaba ujibilika wonke umnyaka sonke isikhathi siyacapha insuku zonke ihola lonke futhi lelanga lichona futhi ngakuphuthi ngitsho.
But the very best watches we can get a fail in many minutes in a month's time, no doubt.
Kodwa inkombalanga ezinhle esingaba lazo ziyaphutha imizuzu emnenge ngenyanga kungela kuthandabuza.
But you see, everything God does is perfect, and what man does is imperfect. So why accept what man does when you can have perfect?
Kodwa uyabona yonke into uNkulunkulu ayenzayo iphelele futhi lokho umuntu akwenzayo akuphelelanga. Ngakho kungani usamukela lokho umuntu akwenzayo lapho ungaba lokupheleleyo.
I've always said that about us Pentecostal people. See, we know, and we're not out of the order, of course, of God. We don't believe.
Ngihlala ngikukhuluma lokho mayelana ngathi abantu bamapentecostali. Bon, siyakwazi futhi kasikho phandle kohlelo kusobala lukaNkulunkulu. Kasikholwa.
But we also know that among us, we have people who try to impersonate the other fellow. That's just human. They'll try to do that.
Kodwa siyazi njalo ukuthi phakathi kwethu silabantu abazama ukulingisela omunye umuntu. Lokho nje yibuntu. Bayazama ukwenza lokho.
They did it in the Bible. One, I'm of Paul, I'm of Silas, and so forth. But they try to impersonate what someone else did or is doing.
Bakwenza khona eBhayibhelini. Omunye ngingoka Paul, ngingoka Silas, futhi lokunjalo. Kodwa bona bazama ukulingisela lokho omunye umuntu ake akwenza kumbe akwenzayo.
But why would you accept a false impersonation when the skies are full of the genuine thing? When the promise isn't to you and to your children? Why would we accept something that was different?
God, wamgelelani ukulungisela kwamanga lapho izibhakabhaka zicwele ngento eziqotho, lapho isithembiso singesenu futhi lesabantwana benu kungasi samukela enye into eyayihlukile.
Why would we take up a creed or a dogma when the Bible is the unadulterated word of God?
Kungani sithatha isivumo kholo kumbe imfundiso engaguqulwa lapho iBhayibheli kulilizwi likaNkulunkulu elingaxuswansanga?
Why would we try to add to or take from when The Lord Jesus said in Revelation 22:18, whosoever shall take one word out of it or add one word to it, his part will be taken from the book of life.
Kungani sizama ukungezelela kumbe ukuphungula kukho lapho inkosi uJesu yathi kusambulo 22:18, loba ngubani ozasusa ilizwi elilodwa kulo kumbe engezelele ilizwi elilodwa kulo ingxenye yakhe iza kukhutshwa ebhukwini lempilo.
When God first set the human race on earth, he told them they live by his word.
Lapho uNkulunkulu eqala ukubeka usendo lwabantu emhlabeni, yena wabatshela bona baphila ngelizwi lakhe.
Now, the word of God is like a chain. You're passing across hell with it. And it's chains only its best at its weakest link. And God wants us to keep every word of it.
Manje ilizwi likaNkulunkulu linjengeketani. Udlula esihogweni ngalo futhi iketani lalo liqine kuphela lapho elibuthakathaka khona futhi uNkulunkulu ufuna sigcine lonke ilizwi lalo.
Now that's the first of the Bible, just to break one word plunges the human race into a darkness of death.
Manje lokho kwaku ngokuqala kweBhayibheli ukwephula nje ilizwi elilodwa kwangenisa usendo lwabantu ebunyameni bokufa.
Jesus came in the middle of the Bible. And he said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word.
Jesu weza phakathi kweBhayibheli futhi yena wathi ukuthi umuntu kayi kuphila ngesinkwa kuphela kodwa ngalo lonke ilizwi.
Not just part of the words or 99 out of 100, but every word, just like even Adam was.
Hathi nje ingxenye yamazwi kumbe amajumi ayisifica munwe munye ekhulwini. Kodwa ilizwi lonke khona njengo Eva lo Adam ababe yikho.
And in the last of the Bible, Revelation 22:18, he said that whosoever shall take a word out of this or add one word to it.
Futhi ekugcineni kweBhayibheli, isambulo 22:18, yena watsho ukuthi loba ngubani ozasusa ilizwi phandle kwalokho kumbe angezelele elilodwa ilizwi kulo.
So why do we need to inject in here somebody's ideas of things when this is God's own idea about it? We want to take what he said, and it's also written, let every man's word be a lie, and mine be the truth.
Ngakho kungani sidinga ukungenisa phakathi lapho imibono yomunye umuntu ngezinto? Lapho lokhu kungumbono kaNkulunkulu ngokwakhe mayelana ngakho, sifuna ukuthatha lokhu yena akuchoyo, futhi lakho kulotshiwe. Makuthi lonke ilizwi lomuntu libe ngamanga futhi libe liqiniso.
That's what Samaria, this prophet in the days of Jeremiah, he was a prophet, he had the word of the Lord, and this fellow was trying to inject something to it. Now, it cannot be relied upon.
Yikho lokho okwakuyindaba ngalomprofeti. Ezinsukwini zikaJeremiah, wayengumprofeti, wayelelizwi lenkosi, futhi lindoda yayizama ukungenisa enye into kukho. Manje angeke kwathenjwa.
And I'm likening these tanks now to these systems that we have tried to take and to take the place of the original word of God.
Futhi ngiyafanisela lawo matanka manje kulezi nhlelo esizame ukuzithatha futhi lokuthatha indawo yelizwi likaNkulunkulu lakuqala.
For nothing can take its place. It is God.
Ngoba ngakula okungathatha indawo yalo kunguNkulunkulu.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Ekuqaleni kwakulilizwi futhi ilizwi lalikanye loNkulunkulu futhi ilizwi lalinguNkulunkulu futhi ilizwi lenziwa laba yinyama futhi lahlala phakathi kwethu.
And Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How can we rub away from that?
Foot amaHebheru 13:8 at yena ungofana izolo lamuhla lanini nini singakwesula sithini kulokho.
It's got to be the truth. He remains the same. He's the same in every principle.
Kufanele kube liqiniso yena uhleli engofanayo yena ungofanayo kukho konke ukwenza.
That's the reason you enjoy you Baptists and Methodists and Catholics and Presbyterians and so forth. Enjoy that presence. Somewhere in you, you've accepted God.
Yiso isizathu likukholisa khona lina ma Baptist la ma Methodist lama katolika lama presbyterian lokunjalo likholisa lobo bukho kwenye indawo phakathi kuwe umamkele uNkulunkulu.
Maybe sometime in an intellectual way, maybe you have felt the power of God and you're a servant of God, but when you can really come into God and recognize your place in Him as a son or a daughter of God, that's what brings that great thrill to you that God intended you to have.
Mhlawumbe kwesinye isikhathi ngokuhlakanipha mhlawumbe uwazwile amandla kaNkulunkulu futhi uyinceku kaNkulunkulu, kodwa lapho ungabuya khona kuNkulunkulu futhi uqaphele indawo yakho kuye njengendodana kumbe indodakazi kaNkulunkulu, yikho lokho okuletha lokho kuthaba okukhulu kuwe, lokho uNkulunkulu ayekubekile wena ukuba lakho.
Now, we notice in St. Mark, the 16th chapter, Jesus did not say, go ye into all the world and teach. He said, go preach the gospel.
Manje siyananzelela kumakho ongcwele, isahluko 16, uJesu kazange athi, hambani lina kuwo wonke umhlaba, futhi lifundise. Yena wathi, hambani lichumayele ivangeli.
Preach the gospel is demonstrating the power of the Holy Spirit. Go ye into all the world and demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost.
Ukuchumayela ivangeli yiku kutshengisa amandla kamoya ongcwele. Hambani lina kuwo wonke umhlaba futhi litshengise amandla akamoya ongcwele.
Talking to a brother, one of the sponsors on the meeting in India, in Bombay there, down in South Africa and different places, where the missionaries had taught it as a word or as an intellectual conception.
Ngikhuluma lo mfowethu omunye wabasekeli khona imihlangano yami eIndia, eBombay le phansi eSouth Africa, futhi le ndawo ezehlukeneyo lapho ama-missionary babelifundise lona njengelizwi kumbe njengenhlakanipho yengqondo.
But one day in the meeting, when the Holy Spirit came down Himself and saved 30,000 blanket natives at one altar call, right on the same ground where they were standing.
Kodwa ngolunye usuku emhlanganweni lapho umoya ongcwele wehla phansi sibili sakhe futhi wasindisa inkulungwane ezingamajumi amathathu zabomdabu abagqoka ingubo ekubizelweni kwelathi kanye kuphela futhi khona endaweni efanayo lapho ababemi khona.
Women standing there who had been as naked as they almost were when they come into the world. In the very minute that they raised their hands to receive Christ and the Holy Spirit fell upon the place and healed 25,000 people at one time. Off of wheelchairs, cots, and stretchers.
Abesifazane bemile lapho ababengaqokanga phose njengalokho ababeyikho lapho bebuya emhlabeni. Futhi kuwona lo umzuzu abaphakamisa izandla zabo ukwamukela uKristu futhi umoya ongcwele wehlela phezu kwendawo futhi wasilisa inkulungwane ezingamajumi amabili lanhlanu ngasikhathi basuka ezitulweni zamasondo izihlalo zabalimeleyo futhi lemibhedeni yabagulayo.
The mayor of the city had me next day look at these bandloads going down the street.
Umeya wedolobha wayelami usuku olulandelayo ekhangele kulezo nqwaba ezithwele ngamaveni ezinkulu ezigcweleyo zisehla phansi esitaladini.
Them women standing there naked, not knowing they were naked, but as soon as the Holy Spirit struck them, they folded their arms to walk away from the presence of their man.
Bona abesifazana bemile khonapho bengaqokanga bengakwazi babengaqokanga, kodwa khonapho umoya ongcwele ubachaya bona basunga ingalo zabo ukusuka kude phambi kwamadoda abo.
And I'm wondering how that we in America call ourselves a Christian nation, and in the presence of God, and each year our women take off more, and you ought to be putting on more.
Futhi ngiyamangala ukuthi njani thina eMelika sizibiza ngokwethu isizwe samaKristu futhi lasebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu, futhi umnyaka ngamunye thina abesifazana bethu bahlubula okunengi futhi bekufanele ukuba bagqoke okunengi.
And more of Christ you put on, the more conscious you will be of your own conditions.
Futhi uba usembatha ngobunenge uKristu yikho lapho lisiba lesazela ngobunenge ngezimo zenu.
Sometimes I see the way people act on the street, I wonder if it's just exactly mentally right.
Kwesinye isikhathi ngiyabona indlela abantu abenza ngayo esitaladini. Ngiyamangala ukuthi ingqondo zabo zisathatha kuhle sibili.
Seems like they don't realize that when they do that, what they are doing, they're making themselves a bait for the devil and to send souls to hell. That's right, but the world is in a corruption like it was in the days of Jeremiah.
Kukhangeleka njengokuthi ngabananzeleli lokhu. Lapho besenza lokhu ukuthi benzani. Bazenza babe isithiyo kudeveli. Futhi lokuthumela imiphefumulo esihogweni. Lokho yikho. Kodwa umhlaba usekuboleni njengalokho owawuyikho ensukwini zika Jeremiah.
Now, back to the sister. Now this sister cannot be relied upon because it cannot fill itself.
Manje sibuyele etankeni lamanzi. Manje leli tanka lamanzi angeke lathenjwa ngoba angeke lizicwalise ngokwalo.
And it has to depend upon the local rains to fill it. The local rains of the local revivals, to have a little revival here and a little revival over there, or so forth, to get it filled up.
Futhi, kufanele ukuthi, litembele izulu laleyo ndawo, ukuligcwalisa, izulu lalapho kumbe imvuselelo yalapho, ukuba le mvuselelo encane lapha, futhi le mvuselelo encane ngale, laphana kumbe okunjalo, ukuze ligcwaliswe.
So it cannot be relied on. It can't fill itself. It's insufficiency to itself. It cannot do it. And it's got to depend on the rains to fill it.
Ngakho alingeke lathenjwa, angeke lizigcwalise, ukungenelisi kwalo lona uqobo, angeke likwenze lona, futhi kufanele lithembele izulu ukuligcwalisa lona.
Then, let's notice where it gets its rain, where it gets its water, the cistern.
Ngakho asinanzeleleni lapho, elithola khona izulu lalo, lapho elithola khona amanzi alo, itank lamanzi.
It comes off the top of the barns, shed, where all the dirt that the dust blows up there washes right into the rain and right down into the cistern. A man-made tank.
Abuya evela phezulu kwezibaya, ama-shed. Lapho yonke ingcekeza iphephethela uthuli. Phezulu lapho kuyagezekela phakathi kwezulu futhi kugelezele phakathi kwetanka, itanka elenzwe ngumuntu.
It becomes almost like a cesspool.
Liba phose njengecibi lengcekeza.
And it washes off the top of the barn where all the animals of the smell in the barnyards and so forth and settle down and the air blows in the dust and stuff on the barn and the local rain comes along and washes the rain right off.
Futhi kuyageza uphahla lwesibaya lapho zonke inyamazana umnuko weguma lesibaya futhi lokunjalo futhi kuyehla phansi futhi lo moya uya pephulela uthuli futhi lezinto esibayeni. Ngakho ke izulu laleyo ndawo bese lisiza lapho futhi ligezise izulu likususe khona.
And then the water is carried by a man-made trough through a man-made spout to a man-made tank. And then when it gets there, it's filthy, so filthy that you have to put a strainer rag on it, or you couldn't drink it.
Njalo ke amanzi athathwa ligatha elenzwe ngumuntu adlule ngomlomo wamanzi oyenzwe ngumuntu angene etankeni elenzwe ngumuntu futhi ke lapho efika lapho angcolile angcole kakhulu ukuthi kufanele ufake ilembu lokusefa kukho kumbe awungeke uwanathe wona.
Now, see, it's washing from the roof by a man-made trough, man-made spout, into a man-made tank.
Manje, bon, kugeziswa kuvela ephahleni ngegatha elenzwe ngumuntu, umlomo wamanzi oyenzwe ngumuntu, kungena etankeni elenzwe ngumuntu.
And then it was a man-made strainer over the top of it to see that some of the bugs and things is kept back.
Futhi ke kanye, lesefa enzwe ngumuntu, khona ngaphezu kwayo, ukubona ukuthi ezinye izinanakazana futhi lezinto azingeni.
Now we notice in these a few days after the water sets there in this man-made denominator tank. Excuse me. All right.
Manje siyananzelela kulezi ngensuku ezilutshwane emva amanzi asehleli lapho phakathi kwale eyenziwe ngumuntu inhlangano kumbe itanka lingixolele kulungile.
After it's been washed off of all kinds of theologies and things washed into it, now we come to find out when it sits there a few days, it becomes stagnant.
Emva kokuba sekugezekile inhlobo yonke yesayensi zokukhonza futhi lezinto sezigelezele phakathi kwakho. Manje siyafumana lapho kuhlala lapho insuku ezilutshwane ayama ukugeleza.
And anyone knows in the history of the church, when God sends something forth, a message, and it becomes fresh from God.
Futhi loba ngubani uyakwazi embalini yebandla lapho uNkulunkulu ethumela ulutho umbiko futhi kuba kutsha kuvela kuNkulunkulu.
Then after the life of that founder, whatever it might be, you call him reformer or whatever you want to say about it, after his death, then they get a system worked up and they make an organization.
Ngakho emva kwempilo yalo umsunguli kumbe loba yini okungaba yikho elimbiza yena umguquli kumbe loba yini elifuna ukukutsho mayelana ngakho emva kokufa kwakhe baya sebenza uhlelo futhi base senza inhlanganiso.
And as soon as they make an organization out of that, it dies right there. It never rises again. It's did it through every time back, come on back.
Futhi besanda ukwenza inhlanganiso ngalokho kuhle kufe khona akuphindi kuvuke njalo kwenzile khona ngakuso sonke isikhathi emuva kufike emuva muva.
In giving regards to this Catholic priest sitting here, when God organized the church or not organized it, God never did organize the church. He's not in that kind of a business. He's in birth, not organization.
Ekupheni inhlonipho kulumpriest weKatolika ohleli lapho. Lapho uNkulunkulu ehlela ibandla kumbe hatch ukulihlela uNkulunkulu akaze ehlele ibandla yena akekho kulolo hlobo lomsebenzi yena usekuzalweni hatch enhlanganisweni.
So when God started the church off of the day of Pentecost and then finally down at Nicaea, Rome, they organized it and there's where it lost its power.
Ngakho lapho uNkulunkulu eqala ibandla khona ngosuku lwePentecost futhi ke ekucineni khona le Nicaea Rome balihlela khona futhi kulapho elalahlekelwa khona ngamandla alo.
Then we come on down to the Lutheran Reformation and it was a great thing. The word of God was given, just shall live by faith.
Ngakho ke siyabuya phansi enguqulweni yamaLuthela futhi khona kwakuyinto enkulu ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lanikezwa abalungile bazaphila ngokukholwa.
And when they did, instead of picking up all of them together and marching on, they made a Lutheran church, separating themselves from this group. And then it died.
Futhi bathi bekwenzile kulokuthi bathathe konke ndawonye, bonke babo ndawonye, futhi bekamba, bequbeke, benza ibandla lamaLuthela, bezahlukanisa kuleli qembu njalo ke kwafa.
Then God raised up John Wesley with the sanctification, the message of the second work of grace, and it was a wonderful thing, but after Wesley and Asbury, they organized it, it died.
Ngakho uNkulunkulu wavusa uJohn Wesley kanye lokungceliswa umbiko womsebenzi wesibili womusa futhi kwakuyinto emangalisayo kodwa emva kuka Wesley lo Asbury balenza inhlanganiso lafa.
Then up come the Pentecostals with the restoration of the gifts. They were doing fine. What happened? Organized it, it died. Just exactly.
Ngakho waso kusiza amaPentecost kanye lokubuyiselwa kwezipho. Babe senza kuhle. Kuyini okwenzakalayo? Bakwenza inhlanganiso khona futhi khona kwafa khona sibili.
Now in the midst of all this, God still calling a remnant out of every one of those generations. And it's our time of coming out, a gathering together.
Manje phakathi kwakho konke lokhu, uNkulunkulu ulokhu ebiza insali kuzo zonke lezi zizukulwane. Yena uyakwenza sibili futhi isikhathi sethu sokuphumela phandle sokubuthana ndawonye.
That's what I think the full gospel businessman has played a great part in breaking down these walls and saying that there's no difference in us. Let us come together and worship God under one principle, not under an organization.
Futhi lokho yikho engikucabangayo osomabhizimisi befu gospel babambe isigaba esikhulu ekudilizeleni phansi imiduli leyo futhi besithi lokho akula mehluko phakathi kwethu asibuye endawonye futhi sikhonze uNkulunkulu ngaphansi kwesimiso esisodwa hathi ngaphansi kwenhlanganiso.
If it was an organization, I'd get off this platform right now. I have nothing to do with it.
Nga khona kwakuyinhlanganiso bengiza suka kule platform khona manje. Kangilani okokwenza kanye lakho.
What it is, it's got to be a fellowship and not a fellowship of some creed, but a fellowship in Christ by the power of his resurrection. That's the thing that brings life, it brings birth.
Okuyikho khona kufanele kube yibudlelwano futhi hathi ubudlelwano besivuma nkolo kodwa ubudlelwano kuKristu ngamandla okuvuka kwakhe iyo into eletha impilo iletha ukuzalwa.
And before birth can come, we realize there have to be death before birth.
Futhi ngaphambi kokuba ukuzalwa kubuye siyananzelela kumele kube lokufa kungakabi lokuzalwa.
And a birth is a mess. I don't care what kind of a birth it is. If it's in a pig pen or wherever it is, it's a mess. And so is the new birth. It makes you do things that ordinarily you wouldn't think you would do.
Futhi ukuzalwa kumahlikelile. Kangilandaba kuluhlobo bani lokuzalwa okuyilo. Nga kusesibayeni sengulube kumbe loba ngapi okukhona kumahlikelile. Futhi kunjalo ngozalo olutsha. Uyakwenza wenze izinto lezo obungeke ngokuvamileyo ucabange ukuthi ungazenza.
But when you're ready to die to yourself, then you're born again, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Then things open up and life becomes a new side to you because you've accepted the person of Jesus Christ and not some theory or some creed.
Kodwa lapho usulungele ukufa, uthiye lokho oyikho khona. Ngakho ke uzalwe kakutsha, isidalwa esitsha kuKristu Jesu. Ngakho ke lezinto ziyavuleka futhi impilo iba ngumbono omutsha kuwe ngoba usuwamkele umuntu kaJesu Kristu futhi hathi okwemicabango yabantu kumbe okunye okwesivuma nkulu.
Even to the written word, it's got to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. No matter how much theology you've got, it's laying there dead.
Kumbe loba laselizwini elilotshiweyo kufanele kuphiliswe ngumoya ongcwele kungelandaba ule science yezokukhonza enganani kulele lapho kufile.
Now I can have a handful of wheat until it gets into the process, the work can be quickened, the wheat will never live.
Ingaba lengqolo egcwele isandla ngaphandle ize ingene ehlelweni lapho engaphiliswa khona ingqolo kayisoziphile.
And you can have a doctor's degree, PHLL, whatever you wish to, but until the Holy Spirit comes upon that and quickens it to you, has a personal experience with God, then the wheat does no good. Your learning is in vain.
Foot ungaba le degree lobu dokotela, PHLL, loba yini okufisayo, kodwa ngaphandle kokuthi umoya ongcwele abuye phezu kwalokho, futhi akuphilise khona kuwe njenge senzakalo sakho ngokwakho. Kanye loNkulunkulu khona ke ingqolo kayenzi kuhle ukufunda kwakho kuyize.
This Englishman said the other night, here I was so astonished that all the learning he had is Paul. He had to forget all he knows in order to find Christ, do things that he thought he wouldn't do.
Njengalindoda yomlungu yathi ngobunye ubusuku lapha ngamangala kakhulu kulokho konke ukufunda ayelakho njengoPaul wayemele akhohlwe konke ayekwazi ukuze afumane uKristu. Enze izinto lezo yena ayecabanga ukuthi wayengeke azenze.
But that's why God does. He humiliates us in our educational system. Not as I'm trying to support ignorance, but I'm trying to tell you the difference.
Kodwa yiyo indlela uNkulunkulu ayenza ngayo. Yena uyasiyangisa ezinhlelweni zethu zokufunda. Hathi njengokuthi ngizama ukusekela ukungafundi, kodwa ngizama ukulitshela umahluko.
Education can never bring life. It takes the Spirit of God to bring life. And that life must not come out of just the intellectual revival.
Imfundo ayingeke ilethe impilo. Kuthatha umoya kaNkulunkulu ukuletha impilo. Futhi leyo mpilo akufanelanga iphume nje emvuselweleni yenhlakanipho.
It's got to come out of the Bible word revival. And that word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when it falls today and quickens, you get the same results you did in Acts 2. Exactly.
Fanele iphume eBhayibhelini imvuselelo yelizwi futhi ilizwi lelo lingelifanayo izolo lamuhla lanini nini futhi lapho lisehla lamuhla futhi liphilise uyathola impumela efanayo owayenzayo kumsebenzi tu khona kanye.
It always has and it always will be because it's the Spirit of God that conditions the atmosphere. It takes atmosphere to do things.
Kuhlezi kunjalo isikhathi zonke futhi kuzahlala kunjalo isikhathi zonke ngoba kungumoya kaNkuluNkulu olungiselela umumo kuthatha umumo ukwenza izinto.
That's the reason you men are always taught bringing your children here. Well, certainly that's right.
Yiso isizathu lina madoda lifundiswa isikhathi zonke lethani abantwana benyu lapha awu sibili lokho yikho.
I was glad to see my daughter Rebecca come in and sit down just a few minutes ago. Some of you see me wink at a woman, it was my daughter. So she come in and sat down.
Ngathokoza ukubona indodakazi yami uRebecca engena phakathi futhi ehlala phansi imizuzu emlithwana edluleyo. Abanye benu lingibonile ngicwayizela owesifazana bekuyindodakazi yami ngakho ke wangena phakathi futhi wahlala phansi.
I want her to receive the baptism of the Spirit. That's why she's here in the meeting. That's what the purpose of it. It takes atmosphere.
Ngifuna ukuthi yena emukele ubhapathizo lukamoya. Futhi yiso isizathu yena elapha emhlanganweni. Yikho okuyinjongo yawo kuthatha umumo.
So Dr. Bosworth, you'd say you can take a hen egg and put it under a pup, it'll hatch a chicken. Why? Because it's an egg and got the right atmosphere.
Njengo Dokotela Bosworth omdala wayejwayele ukuthi ungathatha iqanda lesikhukhukazi futhi ulifake phansi komdlwane kuzacacada inkukhu ngani ngoba kuliqanda futhi kuthole umume oyiwo.
I don't care if you're a Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, in the right atmosphere to hatch out of newborn child of God.
Angila ndaba nxa ungu Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian emumeni oyiwo kuzacacada umntwana ozelwe kutsha kaNkulunkulu.
Atmosphere that does it. No matter what denominational tag you have.
Mumo okwenzayo khona kungelandaba iliphi itikiti lenhlanganiso yesonto olalo.
Used to herd cattle. I noticed a ranger when we take them up into the forest out of the feeding lands down to ranches and put them on the forest. He would stand there and watch as he went through the gate at the drift fence.
Ngangivama ukwelusa inkomo. Ngananzelela umgcini plaza lapho sizihambisa egangeni phandle kwendawo ezazidlela khona emaplazini futhi sizifake egangeni yena wayesima lapho akhangele lapho zidlula esangweni ethangweni lomncele.
He never paid so much attention to brands because there's all kinds of brands went through there, but there's one thing he did notice, the blood tag.
Wayengakhathali kangako ngemichiso ngoba kwakulayo yonke inhlobo yemichiso eyayidlula lapho kodwa kulento eyodwa ayeyinanzelela icence legazi.
It had to be a thoroughbred Hereford or it could not go on that forest because it's the Hereford Association that grazes that forest. It must have a blood tag to keep the breeding right.
Kwakufanele ibe luhlobo lweHereford ngokuzalo kumbe yayingeke ingene kulelo hlathi ngoba iHereford Association leyo edlisa kulelo hlathi kufanele ibe lecence legazi okugcina uhlobo lwembewu kuhle.
And I think that's the way it will be at the day of the judgment.
Futhi ngicabanga ukuthi iyo indlela ezakuba yiyo ngosuku lokwahlulela.
He's not going to ask me if I'm Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal or Presbyterian, but he's going to look for the blood tag. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's the thing.
Yena akayi kungibuza uba ngingu Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal kumbe Presbyterian. Kodwa yena uzakhangela icence legazi lapho ngibona igazi ngizakwedlula iyona into.
So we find that these cisterns, after they sit around a while, they become stagnant and they are no good.
Ngakho siyafumana ukuthi lawo matanka amanzi emva kokuhlala lapho kwesikhatshana ayabola futhi wona angabe saba mahle.
And it becomes then also becomes the home of frogs and lizards and snakes and bugs, germs and what more. Because it's the stagnated condition that's pushed into it.
Futhi kube sokusiba ke futhi kuba likhaya lamaqoqo lemipankwa lezinyoka lezinanakazana lamagcikwane futhi lani okunye ngoba isimo sokubola esifuqelwa kulo.
Could you imagine washing off of a barn roof? or off of a house close to the barn or anywhere the dirt would be, what kind of a bugs and germs and everything it washes into this cistern.
Ungacabanga kugezwa ophahleni lwesibaya kumbe phezu kwendlu eduzane lesibaya kumbe loba ngapi ingcikeza engabe ikhona inhlobo bani yezinanakazane futhi lamagcikwane lakho konke okugelezela kulelo tanka lamanzi.
Now, it's a perfect example of any kind of a man-made system. He's a failure to begin with. That's the reason he needs a savior.
Manje kungu mzekeliso opheleleyo waloba yiluphi uhlobo lwenhlelo enziwe ngumuntu yena uyisehluleki kwasekuqaleni yiso isizathu efuna umsindisi.
He could not save himself. He cannot do nothing for it. He's lost to begin with.
Wayengeke azisindise ngokwakhe yena. Angeke enze ulutho ngakho. Yena ulahlekile kwasekuqaleni.
He's born in the world sinful. He comes to the world speaking lies. He's a liar to start with. So how in the world can he do anything for himself?
Yena uzelwe emhlabeni egcwele isono. Uza emhlabeni ekhuluma amanga. Yena ungumqambi manga okokuqala. Ngakho angazenzela kanjani loba yini ngokwakhe?
How can a holy man? There's no holy man. There's no holy church. It's a holy ghost, not a holy church or holy people. It's a holy ghost among a people. That's what it is.
Angakwenza njani umuntu ongcwele? Akula muntu ongcwele? Akula bandla elingcwele? Ngumoya ongcwele, hathi ibandla elingcwele. Abantu abangcwele. Kungumoya ongcwele phakathi kwabantu yikho lokho okuyikho. Amen.
Not a holy mountain where Peter and them stood. The mountain wasn't holy, but it's the holy God on the mountain that made it holy.
Hathi intaba engcwele lapho uPetro labanye bama. Intaba yayingekho ngcwele kodwa kunguNkulunkulu ongcwele osentabeni leyo owayenza yaba ngcwele.
Not a holy person, it's a holy ghost using that person. What makes it holy, not the person, but the person of the Holy Ghost.
Hathi umuntu ongcwele kungumoya ongcwele usetshenziswa kulowo muntu okuyikho okwenza abe ngcwele hathi umuntu kodwa umuntu kamoya ongcwele.
It isn't the man because he's just a man born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies.
Gakusuye umuntu ngoba yena ungumuntu nje zalelwe esonweni wabunjwa ebobini wabuya emhlabeni ekhuluma amanga.
Any man-made system will keep him right in that. You'll blind the thing from the intellectual eyes that they think, I belong to church. My name is on the book. I have did this. My father was this, and so forth.
Loba yiluphi uhlelo olwenziwe ngumuntu luyagcina kulokho. Yena uyampumputhekisa linto kwabakhaliphileyo, amehlo akhaliphileyo, lokho abakucabangayo. Ngingo webandla ibizo lami lisebhukwini ngenze lokho ubaba wami wayeyilokho futhi lokunjalo.
That sounds all right, which it is, nothing to say against it, but still, friend, Jesus said, except the man be born again. He cannot even see. See there doesn't mean that he sees with his eyes, but understand the kingdom of heaven until you're born into.
Loko kuzwakala kukuhle, okuyikuthi kunjalo, akula lutho lokuphikisana lakho. Kodwa loba kunjalo mngani, uJesu wathi, ngaphandle umuntu azizalwe kakutsha, angeke abone ngitsho ukubona lapho akutsho ukuthi uyabona ngamehlo akhe kodwa uyazwisisa umbuso wezulu uze uzalelwe phakathi.
How would this Baptist evangelist, how would that man who stood there and criticized and made fun of it? See, there's nothing in him that could even receive it, but God had to do it. See, God gave him the Holy Spirit.
Ubengakwenza njani lumvangeli wombaptist? Yayingakwenza njani leyo ndoda ema lapho futhi yacothoza futhi yenza inhlekisa ngakho? Bona akula lutho phakathi kwakhe olungakwamukela khona kodwa uNkulunkulu wayefanele akwenze khona. Bona uNkulunkulu wamupha umoya ongcwele.
He manifested that this is not hypocrisy, this is a word. He only hears it from a school idea, and they try to take all the blessings of God and place it on a day gone by.
Yena watshengisa ukuthi lokho kwakungayisikho ukuzenzisa. Leli yilizwi. Yena ulizwa kuphela ngomkhumbulo wesikolo. Futhi bayazama ukuthatha zonke izibusiso zikaNkulunkulu futhi bazibeke osukini olwedlulayo.
A young Baptist preacher here not long ago sitting present right here this morning, and he came to me and he said, Brother Branham, there's one thing that you're doing is wrong. I said, help me.
Umthumelo omncane weBaptist lapha kungasikude ohleziyo khona manje lapha lokhu kusa futhi wabuya kimi futhi yena wathi mfowethu Branham kulento eyodwa oyenzayo engalunganga ngathi akungisize.
And he said, you are, I think you're sincere and a good person, but I said, thank you, sir.
Futhi yena wathi, wena ngicabanga wena uqinisekile futhi ngumuntu olungileyo kodwa ngathi ngiyabonga nomzana.
He said, but there's one thing you're doing wrong. I said, I hope the Lord just finds one thing wrong.
Wathi kodwa kulento eyodwa oyenza kubi ngathi ngithemba inkosi nje izathola into eyodwa embi.
And he said, well, this is what you're doing, it's wrong. Said, you're trying to introduce to the world an apostolic ministry. And said, the apostolic ministry ceased with the apostles.
Futhi wathi, awu kule, lokho yikho okwenzayo okubi. Wathi uzama ukungenisa emhlabeni intshumayelo yesipostoli. Futhi wathi intshumayelo yesipostoli yagcina ngabapostoli.
I said, as a Baptist, to a Baptist, I'd like to ask you a question. Say what?
Ngathi njengombaptist kumbaptist ngizathanda ukukubuza umbuzo wathi ini.
I said, you believe the word of God inspired every bit of it? He said, well, certainly.
Ngathi uyakholwa ilizwi likaNkulunkulu liphefumulelwe ingxenye inye layinye yalo wathi ngani isibili.
I said, then he said, don't add one word or take one far. I said, then I'll show you where the apostolic blessing come on the people by a promise of God. Now you show me the promise of God and when it went off the people.
Ngathi ngakho ke yena wathi ungangezeleli ilizwi elilodwa kumbe ukhuphe elilodwa ngoba ngasengisithi ke ngiza kutshengisa lapho isibusiso sabapostoli esabuya khona ebantwini ngesithembiso sikaNkulunkulu. Manje wena ungitshengise lapho isithembiso sikaNkulunkulu futhi lalapho esasuka khona ebantwini.
If you can't produce that in a word, then forget about it, see? I said, because it's still going on.
Nga ungeke ukulethe lokho elizwini ngakho ke khohlwa mayelana ngakho bona ngathi ngoba silokho siqhubekela phambili.
Never stand up for a few minutes. And so I said, well, then, brother, I'd like to ask you this.
Yena kazange watch ulutho okwemzuzu emlutshwane futhi ngase ngisithi awu manje ke mfowethu ngizathanda ukukubuza lokho.
Peter introduced the apostolic message on the day of Pentecost, and we all know that's true. For he had the keys of the kingdom and Jesus had given to him.
UPetro wangenisa umbiko wesipostoli ngosuku lwePentecost. Futhi siyakwazi sonke lokho kuliqiniso. Ngoba yena wayelezihluthulelo zombuso lezo uJesu ayemnikeze zona.
And now watch what he said. He said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise isn't to you and to your children and to them that's far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Futhi manje khangela lokhu yena akuchoyo. Yena wathi phendukani wonke munye wenu futhi libhaphathizwe ebizweni lika Jesu Christ ekuthethelweni kwezulu futhi lizakwamukela isipho sika moya ongcwele ngoba isithembiso ngesenu la kubantwana benu futhi la kubo bonke abakude labo bonke inkosi uNkulunkulu wethu eza kubabiza.
Then if there's a place where he took it out, then what happened to Peter's words on the day of Pentecost? See? No, it's never ceased.
Ngakho ke nxa kulendawo lapho yena akususa khona. Ngakho kuyini okwenzakala emazwini kaPetro ngosuku lwePentecost? Bona, hatch akuzange kupheli.
Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more.
Wundlu elifayo elithandekayo. Kazi lakho eliligugu kalisoze lalahlekelwa ngamandla alo kuze kuthi lonke ibandla likaNkulunkulu elihlengiweyo lisindiswe lingabe lisona njalo.
Then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing thy power to save when this poor lisping stammering tongue lies silent in the grave.
Manje ke ngenhloniphekayo ingoma emnandi ngizahlabelela amandla akho okusindisa lapho lolulimi olukhuluma ngokunyenyeza langokugagasa luyalala luthule ethuneni.
God help me to believe that and hold to it, all of us, and stand by it, because it is a gospel truth. Yes, sir.
Nkulunkulu ngisize ngikukholwe lokho futhi ngibambelele kukho njalo sonke thina futhi sime ngakho ngoba kuliqiniso levangeli yebona umzana.
A wise man should never look at these things and know that they won't work. They never have worked.
Umuntu ohlakaniphile akufanelanga akhangele lezi zinto futhi esazi ukuthi aziyikusebenza kasikazi zisebenzi.
An organized religion and an organized experience will never work in the presence of God. It's got to come unadulterated from God.
Inkolo ehleliwe futhi lesenzakalo esihleliwe asisoze sisebenze ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Kufanele kubuye kungaxuthwanisanga kuvela kuNkulunkulu.
It has never been used by God. No time in the past did God ever use such a system.
Gakukaze kusetshenziswe nguNkulunkulu. Akula sikhathi esedlulayo leso uNkulunkulu owake wasebenzisa inhlelo enjalo.
You get members and things like that, but I mean the genuine seed of God, the blessing like fell on the day of Pentecost, it never comes by organization. It comes by birth, being born again.
Manje wena uyathola amalunga futhi lezinto ezinjengalokho, kodwa ngitsho imbewu kaNkulunkulu eqotho. Isibusiso esinjengaleso esehla osukwini lwePentecost kasibuyi ngenhlanganiso sibuya ngokuzalwa ukuzalwa kutsha.
We're invited to take Israel for an example, which they have been.
Siyanxuswa ukuthatha u-Israyeli abe ngumzekeliso lo ababe yiwo.
Notice they have forsaken him, their provided fountain, and have hewed themselves out cisterns.
Nanzelele bamtshile yena umthombo wabo ophiwe futhi bazakhela ngokwabo wona amatanka amanzi.
Could you imagine a thing when a man is at an artesian well drinking and then wants to make him a cistern to drink out of it?
Ungakucabanga into lapho umuntu esemthonjeni ompopozayo enathi futhi ke ebesefuna ukuzenzela yena itanka lamanzi bona ukunatha kulo.
Now that's what the prophet said. That's what the word of God said. That's what God said to the prophet.
Manje ke yikho umprofeti akuchoyo lokho ilizwi likaNkulunkulu elakuchoyo yikho lokho uNkulunkulu akuchoyo kumprofeti.
You have forsaken me and have left me the fountain of living waters and have hewed yourself out cisterns which are broken and they're leaking out.
Lingichile mina futhi la ngichiya mina umthombo wamanzi aphilayo futhi lazakhela ngokwenu amatanka amanzi lawo avuzayo futhi ayavuza wona.
See something, they wanted something they could control or to show what they had done. That's the folly of organized religion.
Bon enye into babefuna enye into abangayibusa kumbe ukutshengisa lokho bona ababekwenzile yilo iphutha lenkolo yenhlanganiso.
It's always trying, they got to have something in it themselves. They got to have all these systems and societies and things, and I belong to this and I...
Ihlezi izama kokuphela. Kufanele babe lenye into kukho ngokwabo. Kufanele babe lazo zonke lezi nhlelo futhi le miphakathi futhi lezinto futhi mina ngingo walokhu manje.
Instead of just being humble children of God, they want something that they could show themselves.
Kulokuba ngabantwana abazehlisileyo bakaNkulunkulu bafuna into bona abangayitshengisa ngokwabo.
Instead of letting God do it his way, they want to do it their way. And that's the way the systems has got the church today.
Kulokuthi bachiye uNkulunkulu akwenze khona ngendlela yakhe. Babefuna ukwenza ngendlela yabo. Futhi yiyo indlela inhlelo esibambe ibandla lamuhla.
Not each system. One wants it this way. One wants it that way. If you're a Methodist, you must be it this way. A Baptist this way. Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever more. They got their systems.
Hach inhlelo. Ngayinye. Omunye ukufuna ngalindlela. Omunye ukufuna ngaleyana indlela. Nga ungu Methodist, kumele kube ngalindlela. Baptist, lindlela. Presbyterian, Catholic. Loba yini njalo. Bale inhlelo zabo.
Nothing against that, but that ain't what I'm talking about. Man wants his way of doing it, and God's got his way of doing it.
Agula lutho olumelana lalokho kodwa lokho kayisikho engikukhuluma mayelana ngakho. Umuntu ufuna indlela yakhe yokwenza ngayo futhi uNkulunkulu ulendlela yakhe yokwenza ngayo.
And he said you are holding to your way a broken cistern and won't accept my way, the way of life.
Put ye na what? Libambele gweyenu indlela. Itanka la mans elivuzayo. Put linga ivumi indlela yempilo.
That's the same thing as it is today. It just hasn't very good.
Put yiyo into efanayo. Njengoba kuyikho lamuhla. Khona nje akuchiyananga la kancane.
Think how foolish of a man leaving an artesian well of pure clean water bubbling up and then he want to go to a broken cistern and he made himself.
Cabang, bunganani ubula bendoda echiya umthombo ompompozayo wamanzi acwebekileyo ahlanzekileyo ephuphuma futhi ke ufuna ukuhamba etankeni elivuzayo azenzele lona.
And dig him out of cistern or that trash that's up on top of the barn, washing into it and drink from that. There certainly is something mentally wrong with that person.
Foot azgepele ngokwakhe umthombo. Kanye lengcikeza ephezulu kophahla lwesibaya. Kuthela phakathi kwawo ngakho ke ubusunatha kulokho. Kukhona sibili okuphambansekileyo ngokwengqondo kulowo muntu.
And when a man will cling to an ecclesiastical conception of the Scripture instead of accepting the Holy Ghost, which vindicates the Scripture and makes it real to you, there's something spiritual wrong with that person. It's exactly right. Sure, the Holy Ghost.
Futhi lapho umuntu ezabambelela engqondweni yobufundisi ngombhalo kulokwamukela umoya ongcwele lo oqinisa umbhalo awenze ubeqotho kuwe ikhona into ephambansekileyo ngoku kamoya kulowo muntu lokho yikho kanye sibili umoya ongcwele.
Each one has an interpretation of the Bible, what you think is right. God don't need your help. God don't need your interpretation.
Munye ngamunye ule ngcazelo yeBhayibheli yabo lokho abakucabanga ukuthi kuyikho. UNkulunkulu kading usizo lwakho. UNkulunkulu kading ingcazelo yakho.
God's his own interpreter. God does the interpretation the way he says he would do it.
UNkulunkulu ngumcasisi wakhe yena. UNkulunkulu wenza ukucasisa ngendlela yena, indlela yena athi yena uza kwenza.
The Lord said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light. That don't need any interpretation. That's what God did.
INkosi yathe ekuqaliseni kakube khona ukukhanya futhi kwaba lokukhanya. Lokho kakudingi incazelo yikho uNkulunkulu akwenzayo.
He said a virgin shall conceive. She did. That don't need any interpretation.
Yeah, now what? Intombi izakhulela. Yona yakhulela. Lokho kakudingi incazelo.
He said he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He did. It doesn't need any interpretation. God interprets his own word by vindicating it and manifesting it and proving it.
Yena what? Uza thulula umoya wakhe phezu kwenyama yonke. Yena wakwenza lokho. Kakudingi incazelo. UNkulunkulu uyacasisa ilizwi lakhe. Yena ngoku liqinisa lona. Lokulibonakalisa lona, lokulifakazela lona.
That's how a prophet was proven to be of God. He said, if there be one among you, spiritual prophet, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in visions, speak to him through dreams. And what he says comes to pass, and fear him. But if it doesn't, don't do it.
Iyo indlela umprofeti ayetshengiswa ngayo ukuba ngokaNkulunkulu. Yena what? Nxa ekhona oyedwa phakathi kwenu ongokamoya kumbe umprofeti. Mina inkosi ngizazenza ngokwami ngazakale kuye ngemibono ngikhulume kuye ngamaphupho futhi lokho akuchoyo kuyagcwaliseka ngakho ke limesabe yena kodwa nxa kungenzeki lingakwenzi.
That's the same thing when God speaks his word and a man says the word is this and it happens that way, then it's God doing it.
Into efanayo lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma ilizwi lakhe futhi indoda ithi ilizwi liyilokho futhi kwenzakale ngaleyo ndlela ngakho ke nguNkulunkulu okwenzayo.
But if he says it's this way and the days are gone, why he takes all the, he reaches for a hungry bread in his hand to children and take it away from them starving.
Kodwa nxa yena esithi kungale indlela futhi insuku sezedlula ngani kuthatha konke yena ufinyelelisa isinkwa sokulamba esandleni sakhe ebantwaneni futhi abesebathathela futhi bona belamba.
Why would you want to drink out of a cistern when this artesian well was there?
Kungani ufuna ukunatha etankeni lamanzi lapho umthombo opompozayo ukhona?
What is a fountain of life now? What is the fountain of life? Fountain of living waters, an artesian well we would liken it to.
Uyini umthombo wempilo ke manje? Uyini umthombo wempilo? Umthombo wamanzi aphilayo, umthombo ompompozayo. Sizawufanisa lawo.
Now, I want you to notice the difference between a cistern and a fountain of living water. Artesian well and an old broken cistern out there full of bugs, lizards, frogs, germs, what more.
Manje ke ngifuna ukuthi linanzelele umahluko phakathi kwetanka lamanzi futhi lomthombo wamanzi aphilayo, umthombo ompompozayo, futhi le tanka lamanzi elidala elivuzayo phandle le ligcwele izibungu, imipanko, amaxoxo, amagcikwane, lani okunye bona.
And here's an artesian well. Now watch this. It's self-supporting. You don't have to get any big systems to bring a lot of money into it. You don't have to join a lot of members. It supports its members of the spirit of life in them function.
Futhi nanku umthombo ompompozayo. Manje ke khangela lokho. Uyazisekela wona ngokwawo. Awudingi ukuba lenhlelo ezinkulu futhi ulethe imali enenge phakathi kwawo. Awudingi ukujoinisa amalunga amaningi. Uyasekela amalunga awo. Umoya wempilo phakathi kwabo usebenza.
Notice the water that comes from it, fresh, pure and clean. Not a cistern. Something stagnant. It's been documented by 40, 50 different minds saying this is right and that's right and this conception. Vote and call on and as they do and then make a denomination out of it.
Nanzelela amanzi aphuma evela kuwo matsha acwebekile futhi ahlanzekile hathi itanka into engageleziyo leyo eqitshwe ngemfundiso ezimajumi amane amajumi amahlanu emicabango ejiyeneyo zisithi lokhu kulungile lokhuyana kulungile futhi lalumbono futhi bavote njalo babizele futhi njengalokhu besenza futhi ke bese besenza inhlanganiso yesonto ngakho.
It's pure and clean, unadulterated word of God coming from the hand of God. It's a real artesian well.
Kucwebekile futhi kuhlanzekile ilizwi likaNkulunkulu elingaxutshwanisanga livela esandleni sikaNkulunkulu ngumthombo sibili ompompozayo.
Notice, the secret of its power is within itself. Man cannot find it. Some kind of a pressure beneath it. That's a making it push up.
Nanzelela imfihlo yamandla awo angaphakathi kwawo. Abantu abangeke bakufumane khona uhlobo lomfutho ngaphansi kwabo okwenza ufuqele phezulu.
I remember when I was a state game warden of Indiana, I used to go by in Harrison County a certain well, a spring. It was always bubbling up.
Ngiyakhumbula lapho ngivame uku ngangingumlondolozi kahulumende wezinyamazane zeganga wase-Indiana. Ngangijwayele ukudlula e-Harrison County, umthombo othile, isimpompozi, wawuhlala uqaphazela kokuphela.
And this, oh, it looked like it was the most happiest thing where the snow was on the ground, ice is froze, how cold it was, it still bubbled.
Futhi nje, oh, kwakukhangeleka njengokuthi kwakuyinto ejabulileyo kakhulukazi, loba iqa lalikhona phansi, unqaqwane kuwomile. Kwakuqanda kanganani wawulokho uqaphazela.
For the old man-made ponds and tanks with frogs and everything was out there froze over solid.
Lapho amaciba amadala enziwe ngabantu lamatanka kanye lamaxoxo futhi la yonke into kwakuphandle le sokuwomiswe ngumqando kuqinile.
That goes to show that any denomination through a little lack of spirit or a little change of atmosphere will freeze over. But God's artesian well is this. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Futhi lokho kuyatshengisa ukuthi loba yiphi inhlanganiso yesonto ngokuswelakala okuncinyane kukamoya kumbe inguquko encinyane yomumo kuyoma ngomqando kodwa umthombo ompompozayo kaNkulunkulu yena uya yena ungofanayo izolo lamuhla lanini nini.
It keeps all the things bubbled out of it, shoved out of it, and there's nothing there to begin with. The man that gets into it will push it out of the way.
Kugcina zonke izinto ziqaphazelwe phandle kwawo, futhi kufuqelwe phandle kwawo, futhi akula lutho phakathi lapho okokuqala, futhi lapho loba yini okungena phakathi kwawo, kuyafuqela phandle kwendlela.
That thing was bubbling up like that, and I said, sat down there one day, I thought, I believe I'll talk to that spring just for a moment.
Leyo nto ekade iqaphazela phezulu njengalokhu futhi ngahlala phansi lapho ngolunye usuku ngacabanga ngiyakholwa ngizakhuluma lo mthombo lo okwesikhatshana nje.
I took off my hat And I said, what are you so happy about? What are you bubbling so about?
Nga kupa ingwane yam futhi ngathi kuyini ojabula ngakho kangaka? Kuyini oqaphazela ngakho?
Maybe it's because the deers drink from you once in a while. If he could have spoken, he said no. I said, maybe it's because that I drink from you. No, that isn't it.
Mhlawumbe kungenxa yokuthi amadiye anatha kuwe kanye ngesikhatshana. Nga wawungakhuluma wawungathi hatshi. Ngathi mhlawumbe kungenxa yokuthi nginatha kuwe hatshi. Lokho kakusikho khona.
I said, well, what's making you so pure, so clean, so what is this bubbling that makes you bubble full of joy all the time and nothing can freeze you over? You're spurting up in the air and there's nothing, clean water.
Ngathi awu, kuyini okukwenza ucwebeke, uhlanzekile kakhulu. Ngakho kuyini khona okukuxaphazisayo lokho okukwenza wena uxaphaze, ugcwele intokozo sonke isikhathi futhi kakulanto engakomisa ngomqando, untshazela phezulu emoyeni. Futhi kakula lutho amanzi ahlanzekileyo.
If he could have spoke to me, you know what that well would have said? He'd said, Brother Branham, it isn't me a bubbling. It's something behind me bubbling me. And that's the way it is. Well, that's a poor word, but you know what I mean.
Nga, waunga akuluma lami. Uyakwazi ukuthi umthombo lo, waungabe uthe, wawuza kuthi mfo wethu Branham, gayisimi engiqaphazayo. Ngenye into ngemva kwami. Iyangixaphazisa futhi yiyo indlela okuyiyo lelo libala elingasilutho kodwa liyakwazi lokho engikutshoyo.
That's the way it is with a born again experience. It's a well of water within you bubbling up into everlasting life. See, there's something about it that you have nothing to do with.
Futhi yiyo indlela okuyiyo kanye ngesehlakalo sozalo olutsha awungeke ukuthwale khona. Kona ngumthombo wamanzi ngaphakathi kwakho uqaphazela phezulu empilweni engapheliyo. Bona kulenye into mayelana ngakho ongelalutho lokwenza ngakho.
The man-made tanks may freeze them, begging for revival and everything, but a man that's under that fountain, living in that fountain, it's day and night.
Amatanka enzwe ngabantu angawoma ngomqando futhi wona ecele imvuselelo layo yonke into kodwa umuntu ongaphansi kwalowo mthombo ephila kulowo mthombo kulusuku lobu busuku.
No, you don't have to wait on local rains and local revivals. You are full of it. I'll give unto him a fountain of life in him bubbling up.
Hatshi, akudingi ulindele izulu laleyo ndawo futhi lemvuselelo zalapho. Ugcwele khona ngiza kumnika umthombo wokuphila phakathi kwakhe uqaphazela phezulu.
There's something in it that's fresh every day, pure and clean. It's an unadulterated word of God in your heart and mouth, vindicating itself, speaking for itself.
Kulenye into phakathi kwawo entsha insuku zonke ecwebekileyo futhi ehlanzekileyo kulilizwe likaNkulunkulu elingaxutshwanisanga phakathi enhlizweni yakho futhi lemlonyeni liziqinisa ngokwalo lizikhulumela ngokwalo.
I don't care where it's raining, where it's snowing, what kind of weather it is, you're still happy because the Holy Spirit is in there bubbling up. It's a hidden power.
Kangilandaba ngabe lisina, ngabe kulo ngqwane, umhlobo bani womkhathi oku wena uloke ujabula ngoba umoya ongcwele ulapho eqaphazela phezulu kungamandla afihliweyo.
Notice, all its secrets within it, it gives of itself freely to whomsoever will drink. And use of its substance.
Nanzelela, imfihlo yawo, uphakathi kwawo. Uyazinikeza wona, ngokwawo, ngokukhululekileyo. Kubani, lobani, lo ozanatha futhi, asebenzise incebo yawo.
Now you don't pick out, say, well, I'm just had to go to the Methodist church because I'm a Methodist for a revival.
Manje, ngawuphonga uthatha uthi, awu, manje sokufanele nje ngihambe kubandla le Methodist, ngoba ngingumethodist okwemvuselelo.
I'll have to go over here, but if I have to go to a Pentecostal because I'm a Pentecostal revivalist.
Ngimele ngiye lapha kodwa nqa ngimele ukuya kuma Pentecostal ngoba ngingumvuseleli we Pentecostal.
I'm telling you, when you got that well of water springing up, that fountain when you're drinking over there, there's no difference you give to anything that comes by.
Ngiyalitshela lapho uthola lo mthombo wamanzi umpompozela phezulu umthombo lo. Lapho unatha lapho kakula mehluko uyanika loba yini oza lapho.
You're willing to give a hope of life to a Catholic, to a Protestant, to a Jew, to a, atheist or whatever it is, you're really, really got something in you that's doing it.
Uyafisa ukupha ithemba lempilo kumkatolika, kumprotestant, kumjuda, kongakholwayo, kumbe loba ikuyini okuyikho. Ngeqiniso, ngeqiniso, ulento phakathi kwakho, leyo ekwenzayo yona.
You notice another thing about it. You don't have to pump it. You don't have to pull it. You pump it up.
Uyananzelela enye into, mayelana ngakho. Awudingi ukuwupompa, awudingi ukuwudonsa wona. Futhi lokuwapompela phezulu.
I've seen so much of that that makes me sick. Pumping up something. Playing a bunch of music and jumping up and down.
Ngibone okunenge kwalokho kuze kungikholise. Ukupompa ulutho, ukukhalisa music, futhi lokweqa phezulu futhi laphansi.
A great bunch of leaders around the town, a great big signs, the man of the hour. There's only one man of the hour, that's Jesus Christ, who's the same yesterday, today.
Gumbe gumbe, okulotshiweyo, okunenge phakathi edolobheni, futhi lezibonakaliso ezinkulu, indoda yehola, kule ndoda eyodwa kuphela yehola, futhi lo nguJesu Kristu, onguye ofanayo izolo lamhla lanini nini.
There's only one messenger from God, and that's Jesus Christ. Yes, sir.
Kules tunya esizodwa kuphela sivela kuNkulunkulu futhi nguJesu Kristu yebo nomzana.
You don't have to pump this up or pull it down or nothing. You don't have to join it. You just take it freely. Amen.
Akudingi ukukupompela phezulu lokho kumbe ukukudonsela khona phansi kumbe hatch awudingi ukukujoina khona uyakuthatha nje khona ngokukhululekileyo. Amen.
I am the fountain of living water. You left me to go and make yourself some tanks.
Ngingumthombo wamanzi aphilayo. Ngingichile mina ukuyazenzela ngokweni amatank.
Now you don't have to pump it, pull it, join it, dig it, nothing else. You just have to take of it freely.
Manje awudingi ukupompa wona, ukupompa wona, ukudonsa wona, lokujoina wona, ukugebha wona. Akula okunye udinga ukunatha ku ngokukhululekileyo.
You don't need any man-made theology for a strainer egg either to tell you what goes in, what does not.
Awudingi loba yisiphi isayensi yezenkolo eyenziwe ngumuntu ibe lilembu lokusefa futhi ukukutshela ukuthi yikuphi okudlula lokho lokuthi kwenzeni khona kakula.
Some man-made theology, some educational system, self-righteous religion, some cistern of religious system. You don't need it. It don't have to be there.
Okuthile kwescience ezenkulu ezenziwe ngumuntu okohlelo lwemfundo ethile inkolo yokulunga kokuzenzela kulokho kumbe itanka elithile lohlelo lwenkulu kawukudingi khona kawukudingi kube lapho.
You put a rag on that foot, plumb up in the air. It don't have nothing to do with it. It's self-supporting. It's the power of God springing up into life.
Uyabeka ilembu phezu kwalokho. Ngiyaliphosa phezu lemoyeni. Kawule lutho lokwenza kanye lakho. Wona uyazisekela ngokwawo ngamandla kaNkulunkulu empompozela empilweni.
Why would a man leave a thing like that to join into a system is more than what I could say. You don't need any string or eggs. You don't need it.
Kungani ukuthi umuntu uthiya into enjengaleyo ukujoyina phakathi kohlelo kwedlula lokho engingakutsho kawudingi ngitsho amalembu okusefa kawudingi wona.
It does not need to be the doesn't need to depend on local rains for its filling. It's full all the time. Amen.
Awudingi ukwethembela ngezulu laleyo ndawo ukuba ugcwaliswe ugcwele sonke isikhathi. Amen.
I'm just down in the dumps today, oh my.
Oh,
I'm glad to be living in the presence of God. Whether things are going right or not right, He's my life. Amen. He's our life. He's the life, the abundant life. Yes, sir.
Oh, ngiyathokoza ukube ngiphila ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Kungabe izinto zihamba kuhle, kumbe zingahambi kuhle, yena uyimpilo yami. Amen. Yena uyimpilo yethu, yena uyimpilo, impilo eyandileyo, yebo nomzana.
And look what it does for us. It's a power and purity is within itself. It needs no priming from the cistern or any other system.
Futhi khangela lokho okusenzela khona thina. Amandla awo futhi lokucwebeka kungaphakathi kwawo akudingi kupompa okuvela etankeni lamanzi kumbe loba yiphi enye inhlelo.
Somebody say, well, what's your fellowship card? Let's see if you're a good Baptist. I'll see if you got a card.
Omunye umuntu uthi, awu, yiliphi ikhadi lakho lobudlelwano? Kasibone nxa ungumbaptist olungileyo, ngiza kubona nxa ule khadi.
A good Pentecostal, if you're oneness, two-ness, three-ness, or whatever more. See, it doesn't need any priming. It's always a going. Yeah.
Gumbe, gumbe, Pentecostal olungileyo, nxa ungumoneness, two-ness, three-ness, gumbe, gumbe, loba yini ogunye bona khona kawudingi ngitsho ukuqala uphontshelwa amanzi uhlala njalo uhamba kokuphela yebo.
You know, I used to have this old cistern. I had to pour water down there and prime and prime and prime this old sucker pump to get it out of there.
Liyazi, ngangijwayele ukuba lalelo tanka elidala ngangimele ngilithela amanzi phansi lapho futhi ngipompe futhi ngipompe futhi ngipompe ngepump endala ehotshayo ukuba ngiwakhuphe lapho.
You know, pour some more water in, just pour a bunch of bugs and things in to pump out bugs and things. That's just about the way some of these systematic revivals is.
Liaz, ngithele amanzi phakathi kwayo. Futhi ngithele izibungwana lezinto phakathi ukupompela phandle izinanakazana futhi lezinto. Iyo nje okuyiyo indlela yezinye lezi izimvuselelo zezinhlelo.
But thank God there is a fountain filled with blood. Where sinners plunge beneath the flood. You don't get make church members, you make Christians out of them when they come to that fountain.
Kodwa bonga uNkulunkulu kulomthombo ogcwele ngegazi lapho izoni eziciliswa ngaphansi kokuphuphuma ngawenzi amalunga ebandla wenza amaKristu ngabo lapho besiza kulowo mthombo.
Why would you leave the fountain of living waters to drink at such a cesspool as that?
Kungani uchiya umthombo wamanzi aphilayo unatha ecebini lengcekeza njengalelo?
No pumping up. This power's within itself. It needs no priming. Yes, sir. For itself, its own life is in itself.
Akula kupompa. Amandla awo angaphakathi kwawo. Awudingi ukuqala upompelwe. Yebo nomzana ngoba wona qobo lwawo. Impilo yawo uqobo ingaphakathi kwawo.
That's why the seed of God is in a man's heart. The life of God is in the individual, not in the church, in you. It's in you. You're the one that has the germ of life in you.
Iyo indlela imbewu kaNkulunkulu isenhlizweni yomuntu. Impilo kaNkulunkulu ingaphakathi komuntu ngamunye, hathi ebandleni phakathi kwakho, iphakathi kwakho. Kunguwe olembewana yempilo phakathi kwakho.
Just one taste of it is convincing to all kinds of clergymen. Ask the Catholic priest, ask the Baptist, whatever it is.
Ukunambit okukodwa nje kwakho kusuthisa zonke inhlobo zabafundisi bebandla. Buza umpriest weCatholic, buza umbaptist, loba kuyikuphi?
Just one taste of this great fresh artesian water, I'm telling you, it's convincing that it's the truth.
Ukunambita kanye nje kwalawa manzi amakhulu amatsha ampompozayo ngiyakutshela kuyasuthisa ukuthi kuliqiniso.
Your hungry soul, anyhow, it's convincing to the thirster, anyhow. Now, if you're not thirsty, this little Baptist, he wasn't thirsting to begin with. But when he got thirsty, the water tasted awful good.
Umphefumulo wakho olambileyo, loba njani, kuyasuthisa kowomileyo, loba njani. Manje, nxa ungawomanga, lumbaptisti omncane ubengomanga okokuqala kodwa lapho esoma amanzi anambitheka kamnandi sibili.
That's right, but you've got the thirst, the blessed thirst that Jesus called out. Blessed are you when you do hunger and thirst after righteousness, or you shall be filled. Amen.
Lokho yikho kodwa kufanele uwome ukoma okubusisiweyo njengoJesu wakubiza lokho ungobusisiweyo lapho ulambela futhi uwomela ukulunga. Ngoba uza kusuthiswa.
Amen. Jesus said that, friend. Yes, sir. It's a blessed fountain to the thirsty.
Amen. Jesu wakukhuluma lokho mngane. Yebo nomzana, kungumthombo obusekileyo kwabo womileyo.
Why should any want to swap it for a swamp?
Kungani loba ngubani afune ukutshintshanisa leqaphozi?
How would you like to swap an artesian well for a swamp water full of bugs and contaminations of all kinds of man-made theories which God said that adding one to his word or taking one of his words away, his part would be taken off of the book of life.
Ungathanda kanjani ukutshintshanisa umthombo ompopozayo lamanzi eqaphozi egcwele izinanakazana futhi lokonakeleyo kwenhlobo zonke zengcazelo ezenziwe ngumuntu. Lokhu uNkulunkulu atsho ukuthi ukwengeza okugodwa elizwini lakhe kumbe ukuphungula elinye lamazwi akhe ingxenye yakhe yonke iza kukhutshwa ebhukwini lempilo.
And when God promised that he'd vindicate this word in every generation, what are the promises to you and your children to them for as many as the Lord our God shall call?
Futhi lapho uNkulunkulu ethembisa ukuthi yena uzaqinisa ilizwi leli kuso sonke isizukulwane ngoba isithembiso ngesenu labantwana benu lalabo abakude labo bonke inkosi yethu uNkulunkulu eza kubabiza.
Why would you pump on some systematic pump that's been contaminated for years from some old manna?
Kungani upompa ngepump yohlelo ewonakeleyo okweminyaka kuvela kweyinye imana endala?
Maybe the manna was all right. Nothing against it in the days of Martin Luther, in the days of this, the days of that, and the other reformers. Nothing about it. But that's manna that fell a long time ago.
Mhlawumbe imana yayilungile. Akula lutho lokumelana lakho ezinsukwini zika Martin Luther. Ezinsukwini zalokho futhi izinsuku zalokhuya futhi labanye abaguquli akula lutho mayelana ngakho kodwa le yimana eyawayo isikhathi eside esedluleyo.
If we notice in the Bible they had to pick it up every day, they had to get new.
Nga sinanzelela eBhayibhelini ukuthi kwakufanele bayidobhe nsuku zonke, kwakufanele bathole entsha.
Actually, it got a little old, it rotted. It cannot rot without breaking down. It has to have bacteria in it or something to make it rot. We know that so.
Emva kokubana isindala kancinyane yayibola. Yayingeke ibole ingazange ihlephukele phansi. Kufanele ibe legcikwane phakathi kwayo kumbe enye into ukuyenza ibole. Siyakwazi lokho kunjalo.
And so is the system. After it lays there from one great revival to another, it gets contaminated. It gets full of bugs and like a sister full of wiggle tails, as we used to call it. Little old bugs that wiggle in there.
Futhi kunjalo ngezinhlelo. Emva kokubana isihlezi lapho kusuka kwenye imvuselelo enkulu kusiya kweyinye. Futhi iyonakala futhi ibe isigcwala izinanakazana. Futhi njenge tanka eligcwele oshobishobi. Njengalokho esasivame ukukubiza izinanakazana ezincinyane ezindala lezo ezazi shobasho baphakathi lapho.
And that's what's the matter. So many people's experience today, they're just full of wiggle tails. Wiggling from one to the other, telling tales that ain't got no truth in it at all.
Futhi lolo yilo uhlupho kanye lezenzakalo zabantu abaningi lamuhla. Bona bagcwele nje oshobishobi. Beshobo shoboza besuka kwelinye besiya kwelinye futhi lomunye kusiya komunye. Bekhuluma inganekwane lezo ezingelalo iqiniso phakathi kwazo nakancane.
That's right, wiggling out of one into another. I was a Methodist, I joined a Baptist, I was a Catholic, I went to be this, I went to be that. It's just wiggle tails. Oh, forget the whole thing and come to the fountain. Hey, amen, the artesian well, the ever-living presence of Christ.
Loko yiko, beshobiza pandle komunye, besiya komunye. Ngangingu Methodist, sengaya joina iBaptist. Ngangingumkatolika ngahamba ngaya kuba yilokho ngahamba ngaya kuba yilokhuya kungushobishobi nje okholo into yonke futhi ubuye emthonjeni. Amen. Umthombo ompopozayo ubukho bukaKristu obuhleli buphila.
I believe him to be the inexhaustible fountain of life. More you get coming, the fresher it gets, and the colder it gets, and the better it gets, and the sweeter it tastes.
Ngiyamkholwa yena ukuba ungumthombo wempilo ongapheliyo uzuza okunenge kuye kuba kutsha ngamandla futhi ngamandla kuqanda futhi kuba ngcono futhi kunambitheka mnandi kakhulu.
I've been serving you now for 33 years and it's each day grows still sweeter than it was the day before. You would never thirst if we drank in this water. Notice how great it is.
Bengimkhonza yena manje okweminyaka engamathumi amathathu lantathu futhi usuku ngalunye lukhula mnandi kakhulu kulalokho abekade kuyikho usuku olwedluleyo. Angaze yena wathi awusoze wome nxa singanatha kulawo manzi. Nanzelela kukhulu kangakanani.
Oh, Israel did as many do the day They left the fountain of living waters to go dig themselves cisterns.
Oh, Israel, wenza njengabaningi abakwenzayo lamuhla, bachiya umthombo wamanzi aphilayo, bayazigebhela ngokwabo amatanka amanzi.
Now, speaking of grace just for a moment, what the grace of God.
Manje sikhuluma ngomusa nje okwesikhatshana okuyikho umusa kaNkulunkulu.
We got laws and bylaws, and if you don't measure up to this standard, I got a religious measure stick. If you don't measure just up to that, you've got the, you can't come in, and so forth.
Silemithetho futhi lemithetho kamasipalati. Futhi nxa wena ungalinganiseki kuze kube yilesi isigaba, ngilesigodo sokulinganisa esenkulu. Nxa ungazilinganisi nje laso, kumele ukwenze, awungeke ungene phakathi futhi lokunjalo.
But God saves us by grace, not by a measuring stick thing.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu usindisa ngomusa, hatshi ngesigodo sokulinganisa bona.
But God, speaking of grace, now just how this happened to take place, drinking from him, from this measuring stick.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu ekhuluma ngomusa, manje ukuthi lokho kwenzakale kanjani ukuthi kuthathe indawo, sinathe kuvela kuye, kuvela esigodweni lesi.
Murmuring Israel, watch, he said, and I will visit you again. Notice in the scripture, notice he's going to try them to visit them again.
Ugungunguna uIsrael ongungunayo. Kangel, yena, wathi, futhi ngizakulivakatshela njalo. Nanzelela empalweni, nanzelela yena uzakuba vivinya bona ukuba vakatshela njalo.
Murmuring Israel at the Red Sea was invited to follow him through the stagnated Egyptians' water to be a free people.
Israel o ngungunayo elwandle olubomvu wanquswa ukulandela yena badlule emanzini abolileyo aseGibhithe ukuba ngabantu abakhululekileyo.
They was a slave. They was invited to come over to be a free people with him. Come out through the Dead Sea. The Red Sea, come out through that to go into a wilderness to bring a separation between them and the impersonators, trying to impersonate it without circumcision.
Babe izigqili, bona, banxuswa ukubuya ukuba ngabantu abakhululekileyo kanye laye, baphuma khona elwandle olufileyo, ulwandle olufileyo, ulwandle olubomvu. Bengizama ukutsho, baphuma kukho lokhu. Ukuya enkangala ukuletha ukwahlukana phakathi kwabo labalingiseni ababezama ukulingisela khona bengela ukusoko.
Oh, that's what caused the trouble. Every one of them perished right in the sea. Pharaoh and his army.
Oh, yikho lokho okwabangela uhlupho. Munye lamunye wabo babhubha phakathi kumbe phakathi elwandle uFaro lebutho lakhe.
They've seen human beings walking by supernatural power. So they come back around and try to impersonate that without being included in the blessing. Amen. And when they did, they perished. It's carnal comparison.
Babona abantu behamba ngamandla edlula imvelo. Baphenduka khona futhi bazama ukulingisela lokho bengazange babalwa esibusisweni. Futhi lapho bekwenza babhupha kuyikufanisela ngokwenyama.
A man that tries to do that, try to impersonate something, then he is making a carnal comparison of a real Christian.
Indoda ezama ukwenza lokhu, izama ukulingisela enye into. Ngakho ke yena wenza ukufanisela ngokwenyama umKristu oqotho.
My Indian brother there knows that come up around Bombay and you see the people there, the Hindus and so forth, laying on spikes and upon walking on glass and walking in fire to show what they can do and things like that.
Umfowethu ongumIndiya lapho uyakwazi lokho. Woza eBombay futhi uzabona abantu lapho amaHindu lokunjalo belele phezu kwezicijo futhi laphezu behamba phezu kwengilazi futhi behamba emlilweni betshengisa lokho bona abangakwenza futhi lezi zinto ezinje nge.
That's carnal impersonations of some man back in the jungle there is doing that to a sacrifice for his God.
Lokho yikulingisela okwenyama okomunye umuntu emuva eguswini lapho wenza lokho emhlatshelweni kaNkulunkulu wakhe.
We find that amongst all religious life, carnal impersonation, somebody trying to be like the other.
Siyakufumana lokho phakathi kwempilo yonke yezenkulu, ukulingisela okwenyama omunye umuntu ezama ukuba njengomunye.
There's only one example you're to be like. That's like Jesus Christ, who was the Word. And then when the Word of God comes to you, it'll be the same way.
Kulomzekeliso wodwa kuphela okumele ube njengawo. Lokhu ikufana lo Jesu Kristu, owayelilizwi. Futhi ke lapho ilizwi likaNkulunkulu libuya kuwe liza kuba ngendlela efanayo.
But God led them right on to the promised land anyhow.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wabakhokhela khona ezweni lesithembiso loba kunjalo.
They found also every tank when they started through the wilderness in their journey. Now, after they had separated, they found out that every tank was dry to them.
Bafumana njalo lonke itank lapho beqala enkangala ehambweni labo manje emva sebeza hlukanisile bafumana ukuthi lonke itank lalomile kubo.
And you'll find the same thing, brother, when you start this journey to the promised land. You'll find doors closed.
Futhi uzakuthola into efanayo mfowethu. Lapho uqala lolu hambo usiya ezweni lesithembiso, uzathola iminyango ivaliwe.
Like that little preacher said, an Anglican or whatever he was, and the first thing you know, his church turned him out. Since as soon as he had so many received the Holy Ghost, that was the end of it.
Njengalo umchumayelo omncane wathi Anglican kumbe loba yini yena ayeyikho futhi into yakuqala liyazi ibandla lakhe lamkhuphela phandle bona khona kuphela nje wayela banengi abamkela umoya oyincwele lokho kwaba yikuphela kwakho.
And Israel found the same thing as examples in their journey to the promised land. The tanks were all dry.
Futhi thina lo Israel bathola into efanayo njengemizekeliso ohambeni lwabo besiya ezweni lesithembiso amatanka wonke ayewomile.
Yeah, their journey in obedience to his promised word, their journey in the tanks they found dry.
Yep, uhambo lwabo ekulaleleni ilizwi lakhe lesithembiso, uhambo lwabo ematankeni bathola ewomile.
Now, they found the tanks could not be depended on for the journey.
Manje bathola itank amatank ayengeke athenjwa ohambweni.
And if you're going to journey in obedience to the God, word of God, and try to join this and join that, you're going to find out the end, a tank in the world that will support it.
Amen.
Not at all.
Futhi nxa uza kuhamba ekulaleleni ilizwi likaNkulunkulu, futhi uzame ukujoyina lokho, futhi ukujoyine lalokho ya, uza kufumana ukuthi akula tanka emhlabeni eliza kusekela khona. Ngijola kancane.
You are an individual. God leads you just the way he wants to lead you. Then we have found the same thing today, and all tanks are dried up.
Wena ungumuntu ngamunye uNkulunkulu uyakukhokhela ngendlela yena afuna ukukukhokhela ngayo ngakho ke sesithole into efanayo lamuhla futhi wonke amatanka womile.
But the promises are always true to God, who will keep his promise to his people. He promised to supply all they had need of, so he did that.
Kodwa isithembiso ziliqiniso zonke isikhathi kuNkulunkulu ozagcina isithembiso sakhe ebantwini bakhe. Yena wathembisa ukunikeza konke ababekudinga ngakho yena wakwenza lokho.
In the midst of the empty dry tanks, just think of it, and complaining Israel in the desert in their journey.
Phakathi kwakungelalutho amatanka omileyo cabanga ngakho nje futhi u-Israyeli osolayo phakathi enhlane ehambeni lwabo.
He called his servant leader, the prophet Moses, out to one side and opened up a fountain of living water by a smitten rock, so his believing children would not perish.
Yena wabiza inceku engumkhokheli yakhe umprofeti uMose wambizela eceleni futhi wavula umthombo wamanzi aphilayo ngasedwaleni elatshaywayo ukuze abantwana bakhe abakholwayo bangabhubhi.
In this day, that speaks of grace to me. We are undeserving. The way that we've done, the way that we've lived, we're undeserving.
Kulolu sugu, olu kuluma ngomusa, kimi, thina kasifanelanga, indlela leyo esenze ngayo, indlela leyo esiphile ngayo, thina kasifanelanga.
But God, in this day, like right here this morning, look, to Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic and all, he has opened up a fountain.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu, kulolu sugu, njengakhona lapho lokugusa, kangeni, kuma Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Katolika, futhi lakho konke, yena use vule umthombo.
Hebrews 13 proves this, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
AmaHeberu 13 ayakutshengisa lokhu ukuthi yena ungofana izolo lamuhla lanini nini.
So if makes true John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Ngakho kukwenza iqiniso uJohane 3:16 ngoba uNkulunkulu wawuthanda kangaka umhlaba ukuthi yena wanikela indodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa ukuthi loba ngubani okholwa iyo engabhubhi kodwa abe lempilo engapheliyo.
And it was lifted up for a compound reason because the people were murmuring and sinning and they were snake bitten and they were dying and for their forgiveness of their sins and the healing of their sickness.
Futhi kwaphakanyiselwa isizathu esikabili ngoba abantu babe ngunguna futhi besenza isono futhi balunywa zinyoka futhi ba besifa futhi okokuxolelwa kwezono zabo futhi lokusiliswa kokugula kwabo.
And that's the same fountain that's open to us today for our salvation and for our healing, physical healing. For he's the same yesterday, today, forever.
Futhi lo yiwo umthombo ofanayo ovule gileyo kithi lamuhla kukho ukusindiswa kwethu lokusiliswa kwethu ukusiliswa kwenyama ngoba yena ungofana izolo lamhla lanini nini.
And when the rock that was smitten by the promised word of God had commanded, it was given forth gushers of pure clean water, not stagnated, not contaminated, but God's own presence, pure water, and saved all that drank.
Futhi lapho idwala lelo elachaywayo ngelizwi elathenjiswayo likaNkulunkulu lalilayiwe la limpompoza amanzi acwebekileyo ahlanzekileyo hathi amileyo hathi awonakeleyo kodwa ubukho bakhe uNkulunkulu amanzi acwebekileyo futhi asindisa bonke labo abanathayo.
Now we know that's true because we read it in the Old Testament as a type.
Manje siyakwazi lokho ukuthi kuliqiniso ngoba sikubalile eTestamenteni elidala njengomfanekiso.
Now you did not have to pull it, pump it, join it, go into the seminary to learn how to use it.
Manje bekungadingakali ukuthi ukudonse, ukupompe, ukujoyine, uye seminary ukuze ufundele ukuthi usetshenziswa njani.
They'll tell you how to use it there, see. Oh, well, if you have received the Holy Spirit, we believe that, but so you do it this way.
Baza kutshela wena indlela yokusebenzisa khona le. Bona, oh, kuhle wena, nxa wena uswamukele umoya ongcwele, siyakukholwa lokho, kodwa ukuze ukwenze khona ngale indlela.
But you see, there's no control of it. You don't use the Holy Spirit uses you. See, you're not to use the Holy Spirit got you.
Kodwa, uyabona, ngakulandlela yokubusa, ngawusebenzisi umoya ongcwele. Umoya ongcwele uyakusebenzisa wena. Bona, ngawumelanga usebenzise umoya ongcwele. Umoya ongcwele ukufumene.
A gift is not something you take like a knife and sharpen a pencil with it. It's yielding yourself to God and getting yourself out of the way so the Holy Spirit can use you.
Isipho, gaisiyo enye into oyithathayo njengenqamu futhi ubusu baza impenseli ngayo. Ikuzinikela ngokwakho kuNkulunkulu futhi ubusu zisusa ngokwakho endleleni ukuze umoya ongcwele akusebenzise.
Notice, they never had to pump it or pull it, or they never had to ask, now, how do we use this water? Because they know how to use it. They were thirsty. They know what to do with it.
Nanzelele, abazange badinge ukupompa kumbe ukudonsa, kumbe abazange badinge ukubuza. Manje siwa sebenzisa njani lawa manzi. Ngoba babe sazi ukuthi bawa sebenzisa njani. Babe womile, babe sazi okokwenza ngawo.
And so is a man or a woman, what, regardless of what creed or denomination he belongs to.
Futhi kunjalo ngendoda kumbe owesifazane. Ini kungenani yisiphi isivu makholo kumbe inhlanganiso yesonto angena kuyo.
If he's thirsting for God, He don't have to run back to seminary like this Anglican brother did, or British brother last night. I have to go back and consult how to the Anglican church, how I must use this great gift he's got speaking in tongues, and how I must do this. They kick him out to begin with. See?
Nga yena, ewomele unkulunkulu. Yena kadinga ukugijimela eseminari njengalo umfowethu weAnglican akwenzayo. Kumbe umfowethu ongumBritish. Ubusuku obedluleyo edinga ukubuyela futhi abuze kwenziwa njani kubandla lamaAnglican ukuthi kufanele asebenzise njani lesi sipho esikhulu leso alaso ukukhuluma ngendimi lokuthi kumele enze njani lokho. Bayamkhahlelela phandle okokuqala boni.
He was thirsty, so God just filled him. That's all there is to it. It's thirsting and then he just filled.
Yena waye womile. Ngakho uNkulunkulu wasemgcwalisa nje. Yikho kuphela okukhona kukho. Yikoma futhi ke yena uyagcwalisa nje.
You don't have to have any control. Somebody tell you what to do with it. God leads each individual in the way he wants you to do.
Awudingi ukubusa. Omunye umuntu akutshele okokwenza ngawo. UNkulunkulu uya kokhela umuntu ngamunye ngendlela yena afuna wena uyenze.
You are an individual yourself. You are a part of God. Nobody can take your place.
Wena ungumuntu ngamunye ngokwakho. Uyingxenye kaNkulunkulu. Akula muntu ongathatha indawo yakho.
And there's no way I have to go to somebody and say, I have to do this with it, or I have to do that with it. No, sir. God uses it the way that he wants to. When you're thirsty, you know enough to drink.
Futhi akula indlela omele uhambe komunye umuntu. Futhi uthi manje sokumele ngenze lokho kanye lakho, kumbe kumele ngenze lokhuya kanye lakho. Hatshini umzana, uNkulunkulu ukusebenzisa indlela leyo yena ayifunayo. Lapho uwomile wazi okwaneleyo ukuthi unathe.
If you're thirsty this morning, drink from it. That's all you have to do.
Futhi nxa womile lokho kusa, natha ku. Yikho kuphela okufanele ukwenze.
God had provided a way for their thirst. The thirsty children to partake freely of himself.
UNkulunkulu wayenikeze indlela ekomeni kwabo. Abantwana abomileyo bahlanganyele kuye ngesihle.
And God's provided a way for every man and woman this morning who's hungering and thirst.
Futhi uNkulunkulu usenikeze indlela kuyo yonke indoda, futhi lowesifazana, lokukusa, lo olambela, lo womayo.
Perhaps there's people sitting here who's never been saved. There's people sitting here who's on the verge of being saved.
Mhlawumbe kulabantu abahlezi lapha abakaze basindiswe. Kulabantu abahlezi lapha abasemkhawuleni wokusindiswa.
These people here sitting here are church members. You want to do right, but you're drinking from a tank. They'll never tell you these truths.
Kulabantu lapha abahlezi lapha njengamalunga ebandla. Ufuna ukwenza okulungileyo kodwa unatha etankeni. Kaba soze balitshele lawo amaqiniso.
The only thing to come is take the promise of God and come to that fountain. Then he'll quench the thirst. He that drinks from this fountain shall never thirst again.
Into kuphela ukubuya ikuthatha isithembiso sikaNkulunkulu. Futhi ubuye kulowo mthombo. Ngakho ke yena uzaqeda ukoma. Lo onatha kulowo mthombo akasoze ome njalo.
Notice now how he liberated is ones who receive this water by grace and not by a system or cistern of education. He vindicates his word is a life-giving resource.
Nanzelela manje yena wabakhulula kanjani abakhe labo abemgela amanzi lawo ngomusa futhi hathi ngohlelo kumbe itanka lezemfundo. Yena uyaqinisa ilizwi lakhe ngumthombo onikeza impilo.
How many in your knows that you receive life when you've taken that word in his water? Just you know that you receive life.
Bangaki phakathi lapho abakwaziyo lokho ukuthi lemgela impilo lapho uthatha ilizwi lelo futhi lamanzi akhe uyakwazi nje ukuthi wemkele impilo.
Let's take a just another example or two, and we'll close just in a moment. I must have that button somewhere, but notice, I just keep talking, but I don't mean to do it.
As tatin au, okwesibonelo, omunye nje umzekeliso, kumbe emibili, futhi ke, sengizavala, ngesikhatshana nje, ngifanele ngibe laleso sikopela kwenye indawo kodwa, nanzelela, ngiyaqhubeka, ngikhuluma kodwa, ngangiqondanga ukukwenza khona.
Look, let's take for an example just a couple of people. Let's take the woman at Jacob's sister, a dug well.
Kangel, gasthatheno komzekeliso okwabantu abalutshwane nje. Asthatheno wesifazana etankeni lamanzi lika Jacob, umthombo owagejwayo.
There she was sitting there. That's all the woman knows. Was this sister and where she come to get water.
Nangu ehlezi lapho yikho kuphela owesifazana ayekwazi. Kwakuyileli itanka lapho ayebuya kuzothatha amanzi khona.
And over against the well, she found in the little panoramic there, a man sitting there, a Jew. And she was a Samaritan. It's the city of Sychar.
Futhi ngale komthombo wathola endaweni eligceke elincane khona indoda ihlezi lapho umJuda. Futhi yena wayengumSamaria edolobheni leSychar.
And we find out that this man, this Jew, spoke an unusual word to this woman, said, bring me a drink.
Futhi siyafumana ukuthi lindoda lumJuda wakhuluma ilizwi elingajayelekanga kulumfazi wathi nginathise.
She said, now we have segregation. It's not right you to ask me a question like that, you being a Jew and me a Samaritan.
Wathi manje silo bandlululo akufanelanga kuwe ukungibuza umbuzo njengalokho wena ungumJuda futhi mina ngingumSamaria.
He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. And I'd give you waters that you don't have to come to this cistern to drink it. Be a well of water, bubbling up in it.
What? Kodwa aluba ubusazi obukhuluma layo. Ubuza cela kimi okokunaka. Futhi ngizakupha amanzi ukuthi akudingeki ukuphenduka kuleli tanka ukunatha lona. Kuza kuba ngumthombo wamanzi axaphazayo phakathi kwakho.
Notice, when she found that this proved to be the truth. Now, first, any man could have said that. But she said, you say worship in the Jerusalem, and we worship this mountain.
Nanzelela, lapho yena efumana ukuthi lokho kwa tshengisa ukuba liqiniso. Manje okokuqala, loba yiphi indoda, ve ingaba ikukhulumile lokho. Kodwa wathi, wena uthi, konzwa eJerusalema futhi thina sikhonzela kule intaba.
He said, salvation is of the Jews. We know what we believe. But said, let me tell you one thing, in words like this.
What? Usindiso ngolwamaJuda, siyakwazi lokho esikukholwayo. Kodwa wathi, ake ngutshele into eyodwa ngamazwi anjengalokho.
Neither in this mountain or at Jerusalem, for times coming when the man shall worship God in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such.
Kungayisiko kulintaba kumbe eJerusalema. Ngoba isikhathi siyeza lapho umuntu eza kukhonza uNkulunkulu ngomoya la ngeqiniso. Ngoba ubaba udinga abanjalo.
He said, go get your husband and come here. Watch, here it proved it. Here show what fountain she was at.
Amen.
What? Hamba uyethatha indoda yakho. Futhi ubuye lapho. Khangelani. Lapha kwakutshengisa khona lapho. Kutshengisa umthombo ayekiwa.
Say, go get your husband. Come here. She said, I don't have any husband. He said, you said the truth.
What? Hamba uyethatha indoda yakho. Futhi ubuye lapho. What? Kangila ndoda. What? Ukhulume iqiniso.
See, it looked like it was a plain contradiction to what he had asked her and said, go get your husband.
Bon. Kwakukhangeleka sengathi kuyaphikisana okusobala kulokho ayekubuze owesifazana. Futhi, what? Hamba uyethatha indoda yakho.
Said, I have no husband. Said, you've said the truth. Said, because you've had five, and the one you're living with now is not yours.
What? Kangila ndoda. What? Ukhulume iqiniso. What? Ngoba ube labahlanu. Futhi lalo ophila kanye laye kathesi kayisuye wakho.
Watch that woman. How different from the priest of that day.
Kangela owesifazana. Lo, waye yahlukile kanganani kuba priest balolo suku.
The priest of that day seen the same thing happen and said, that's a devil. Telepathy or a Beelzebub. See, they fail to see the word promising that.
About Christu ba lolo sugu, babona into efanayo isenzakala, futhi bat longu teveli, obamba okusengqondweni, kumbe uBeelzebubu, bona behluleka ukubona ilizwi lithembisa lokho.
But that little woman was better versed in the scripture than any of the priest.
Kodwa lo owesifazane omncane wayesazi ngcono imbhalo kulabo bonke abapriest.
She said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet.
We haven't had one for 400 years. That's a Malachi.
What? Numzana. Ngiyabona ukuthi wena ungumprofeti. Kasikabi laye okweminyaka engamakhulu amane kusukela kuMalakhi.
But said, we have looked for one and we know there's one coming, the Messiah. And when he comes, this will be what he'll do. Jesus said, I'm he.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go to what? Besimkhangelele oyedwa futhi siyakwazi kulo yedwa obuyayo uMesiya futhi lapho yena esiza lokho kuza kuba yikho yena azabe kwenza uJesu wathi nginguye amen.
Did you notice she left her bucket at Jacob's cistern, run down into the city full of an artesian well? She had seen it perfectly vindicated and he was that fountain. Let me introduce you to you.
Linanzelele wachia inkonxa yakhe etankeni lamanzi lika Jacob wagijima esehla edolobheni egcwele okomthombo ompompozayo wayewubonile uqinisiwe ngokupheleleyo futhi yena wayengumthombo lo wempilo ake ngimazise kini.
She left that when it was proved to be the word of life. She left it and had discovered that the same rock that was smitten in the wilderness was proven to be present then.
Wachia lokho lapho yena etshengiswa ukuba lilizwi lempilo wakuthiya futhi wayesethole ukuthi lelo dwala elifanayo lelo elatshayayo enkangala latshengiswa ukuba khona lapho.
Let me say that same God that was in the days gone by that we speak so much of, he's present here now.
Ake ngithi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ofanayo lo owayesensukwini ezedluleyo lo esikhuluma kakhulu ngaye yena ukhona lapha kathesi.
Not by some theological understanding but by a personal knowledge of his vindication that he had poured out in this last days the Holy Spirit upon his church.
Hathi ngokuzwisisa kweze science zenkulu kodwa ngokuzazela ngokwakho kokuqiniswa kwakhe ukuthi yena uza kuthulula kulezi insuku zokugcina umoya wakhe ongcwele phezu kwebandla lakhe.
He is not a I was. He is still the I am. Present tense, always.
Yena kayisuye ungangikhona. Yena lokho engu ngikhona. Okhona manje kokuphela.
Then the cistern lost its taste. And so does every man who ever falls into the power of God by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the denominational systems lose their taste.
Ngakho itanka lalahlekelwa yikunambitheka kwalo. Futhi ke kunjalo ngomuntu wonke oyake ewele emandleni kaNkulunkulu. Ngobhaphathizo likaMoya Ngcwele, inhlelo zenhlanganiso zesonto zilahlekelwa yikunambitheka kwazo.
You don't want more of that stagnated frogs and lizards and bugs and so forth. You're drinking from a fountain that's fresh and pure. The word of God fresh every hour in your soul.
Ngawusafuni ngitsho kwalokho kwamaxoxo amileyo futhi lempankwa futhi lezinanakazana futhi lokunjalo. Unatha kuvela emthonjeni omutsha futhi ecwebekile ilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Litsha lonke ihola emphefumulweni wakho.
The same as now, when the word has been proven to be the truth. Taste and see if it's not right.
Ngokufanayo lakathesi, lapho ilizwi selitshengisiwe ukuba liqiniso, nambitha futhi ubone uba kungenjalo.
Though the cistern had served us well, served his time well, but you see, the fountain of life was there, not Jacob's well no more, for spiritual drinking.
Lanxa itanka, lalenzile umsebenzi womthombo walo. Lasebenza isikhathi salo kuhle kodwa uyabo umthombo wempilo wawulapho hathi umthombo kaJakobe futhi okokunatha okukamoya.
What they thought they drank from that well, it would be all right, but now the fountain of life itself was setting there.
Lokhu abakucabangayo aluba banatha kuvela kulowo mthombo ngani kwakuza kuba kuhle kodwa manje umthombo wempilo ngokwawo wawuhlezi lapho.
Now we don't need systems and organizations that we have. We're at the end time.
Manje kasidingi inhlelo futhi lenhlanganiso lezo esilazo sisesikhathini sokugcina.
And God promised in this end time the things that he would do and we sit fulfilled to the word.
Futhi uNkulunkulu wathembisa kulesi isikhathi sokugcina izinto lezo yena ayeza kuzenza futhi siyazibona zona sicwaliseka elizwini.
We hear the man of military might stand up and shivering and saying that something sticks to happen. We feel the Holy Spirit warning us that something sticks to happen.
Sizwa indoda yamandla amabutho isukuma futhi iqaqazela futhi sithi bona enye into ilungisela ukwenzakala. Sizwa umoya ongcwele usixwayisa ukuthi kulento elungisela ukwenzakala.
We see everything set in order. Then leave that system and come to the fountain. Yes, sir, serve his purpose. But now she was face to face with the fountain itself.
Sibona konke kuhleliwe. Ngakho ke chiya uhlelo lolo futhi ubuye emthonjeni. Yebo nomzana, wenzile injongo yawo. Kodwa manje wayesekhangelane ubuso ngobuso lomthombo ngokwawo.
And John 7:37-38, Jesus said in the last days of the feast of the tabernacle, what did he say? If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Right in a bunch of theologians.
Ku Johannes 7:37-38. Jesu wathi ensukwini zokugcina somkhosi wamathebhanekeli kuyini yena akuchoyo nxa ekhona umuntu omileyo makabuye kimi futhi anathi khona phakathi kwabazi science zenkulu.
If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. For the scriptures have said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
Nxa ekhona umuntu omileyo makabuye kimi futhi anathi ngoba imibhalo ichilo kuphuma kuvela ngaphakathi kwakhe kuzageleza imifula yamanzi aphilayo.
There's the living fountain. That's the fountain that the people forsaken today. For the creed they have forsaken the fountain of living water.
Nanku umthombo ophilayo yiwo umthombo lo abantu abawuchileyo lamuhla ngenxa yesivu makhulu bawuchile umthombo wamanzi aphilayo.
Let me introduce you to him. He to me, and I'm closing, he to me is that fountain that saved Hagar's life and the child when they were dying in the wilderness.
Ake ngilazise kuye. Yena kimi, futhi sengivala. Yena kimi, yilo mthombo owasindisa impilo kaHagar, futhi lo mtwana lapho besife enkangala.
I believe he is that rock. In Isaiah 32, he's that rock in a weary land. He's the shelter in a time of storm.
Ngiyakholwa yena ulidwala lelo ku Isaiah 32. Yena ulidwala ezweni lomileyo. Yena uyisivikelo esikhathini sesiphepho.
Zechariah 13, he is the fountain that's opened in the house of David for sin. I believe him to be that, don't you?
UZechariah 13, yena ungumthombo lo ovuliweyo endlini kaDavid ngenxa yesono. Ngiyamkholwa yena ukuba yilokho. Kawukukholwa na?
In Psalms 36:9, he is David's fountain of life. He is the still waters of David and the green pastures. He is the water by the brookside for David.
Kuzihlabelelo 36:9. Yena ungumthombo wempilo kaDavid. Yena ungamanzi athuleyo kaDavid. Futhi lamadlelo aluhlaza. Yena ungamanzi ngaseceleni kwesifudlana kaDavid.
In Genesis 17, he's Abraham's nursing breast, El Shaddai.
Ku Genesis 17. Yena ulibele lokumunya lika Abraham El Shaddai.
Now when his life is gone from him, still he, God said, a man of 100 years old, how will this thing be? I'm old. My wife is old. How can these things be? He said, I am El Shaddai.
Kodwa lapho impilo yakhe yayingasekho kuye, kunjalo yena uNkulunkulu wathi, indoda yeminyaka elikhulu ubudala iza kuba njani le into? Sengimdala, umkami usemdala, zingaba njani lezi zinto? Wathi ngingu El Shaddai.
Now El is the and Shaddai is breast and Shaddai is plural, which means I am the breasted God.
Manje u El ngu futhi u Shaddai libele. Futhi u Shaddai ngokunenge kusitsho ukuthi ngingu uNkulunkulu olamabele.
Like a baby that's fretting and is sick and strength is gone from it, lean upon the mother's bosom and nurse its strength back.
Njengo san, olunga hlalisekanga, futhi lugula, futhi lamandla alo, esephumile, kulo, kuya amela phezu kwesifuba, sika mama, futhi lumunye amandla alo, abuyele.
Sure, not only when it's nursing, it's sitting fretting no more, at the mother's breast, it's satisfied why it is getting its strength.
Sibili, achi kuphela. Lapho lumunya aluhlalisekanga njalo ebeleni likanini liyasuthiseka lapho lithola amandla alo.
And any man that will take God's promise in his heart, that the promises to you and your children, them as far off as many as the Lord our God shall call, and lay right against that and nurse your strength back, fretting child, believe it. It's for the believers.
Futhi loba ngubani lo ozathatha isithembiso sikaNkulunkulu enhlizweni yakhe ukuthi isithembiso ngesenu futhi lesabantwana benu lalabo abakude labo bonke inkosi uNkulunkulu wethu eza kubabiza futhi weyame kulokho njalo umunye amandla akho aphenduke mntwana ongahlalisekanga kukholwe khona ngokwamakholo.
To the believer poet, I can think of many songs that the poet found. There was one of them said one time, he
kumkholwa oyimbongi ngingacabanga ngokwengoma eziningi lezo izimbongi ezasitholela zona kwakulomunye wabo ngesinye isikhathi yena.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains.
Kukhona umthombo ogcwele ngegazi eladonzwe emathanjeni ka-Emmanuel lapho izoni zibekwa ngaphansi kokuphuphuma balahlekelwa ngamachata okungcola kwabo konke.
That dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. There may I, though vile, see, wash all my sins away.
Lelo sel lathaba ukubona lowo mthombo osukwini lakhe lapho loba mina ngimubi njengaye ngigeza zonke izono zami.
Yeah. Ever since by faith I saw that stream, thy flowing wound supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die.
Futhi kusukela ngokholo ngabona leso sifudlana amanxeba akho egeleza uthando oluhle ngayo lube injongo yami futhi kuza kuba njalo ngize ngife.
To me, he's the waters of the word of separation. It separates you from everything that's contrary to his word. That's the fountain I believe him to be. Yes, sir.
Gim, yena ungamanzi elizwi lokwahlukanisa. Lawo akwahlukanisa kukho konke okuphambene lelizwi lakhe. Yiwo umthombo engimkholwa yena ukuba yiwo. Yebo nomzana.
That it's the waters that separated me from man-made cisterns to the fountain of living water.
Lokhu ngamanzi angehlukanisayo ematankeni amanzi enziwe ngumuntu kusiya emthonjeni wamanzi aphilayo.
Oh, friend, you can just go on and on with the things that he is to us.
Oh, mngani, ngingathi nje ungaqhubeka nje usiya futhi usiya kanye lezinto yena ayizo kithi.
He's Alpha, Omega, he's the begin, he's the end, he's he that was, which is, and shall come, he's the root and offspring of David, he's the morning star, he's my all in all.
Yena ungu Alpha, Omega, yena uyisiqalo, yena uyisiqino, yena unguye lo oyekhona lo khona, futhi lozakuza, yena uyimpande futhi lenza lo kaDavida, yena uyinkanyezi yokusa, yena ungokwami konke kukho konke.
And brother, sister, if you haven't had a just been drinking from this little man-made tank all your life, why not this morning forsake that tank and come to this fountain?
Foot, mfowethu, tatewethu, nga ungazange waba le benginatha nje kuleli tanka elincinyane elenziwe ngumuntu yonke impilo yakho kungani kulokhu kusa ungachile lo tanka futhi ubuye kulumthombo.
Let's bow our heads just a moment.
Guys, kota mseni amakhanda ethu okwesikhatshana nje.
With your heads bowed. To my opinion, the altar call. How many now?
Amakhanda enu ekhothansiwe. Ngombono wami ukubizwa kwelathi bangaki manje.
I was all nervous. I keep me too long. It made me chop my message to pieces. But I believe the Holy Spirit wants you to get what I mean.
Bengi lo valo. Bengi li trine always cut esite. Kungenzenga kamula umbigo wam. Waba yizi kam goto ngiyakhola umoya ongcwele ufuna libambe lokho engikuchoyo.
Look, there's nothing more important in this day than getting right with God. See, our dinners, whatever it is, whatever the Lord is here. Now, I've only heard that about once in my life since this time.
Kangit, akula okunye okuningi okuqhakathekileyo kulolu suku kulokuba ngoqondileyo kanye loNkulunkulu. Bona ukudlula kwethu kwantambama loba kuyini okuyikho loba kuyini inkosi ilapha manje ngakuzwa kuphela lokhu phose kanye empilweni yami kusukela lesi sikhathi.
Now how all of you here, not how many, all of you here that wants to drink from that, just stand up just a minute, just for prayer. God bless you. The Lord bless you.
Manje kanjani? Lonke lina lapha, hatch libangayi, lonke lina lapha elifuna ukunatha kulokho. Sukumani nje okomzuzu. Okomkhuleko nje, uNkulunkulu akubusise, inkosi ikubusise.
Now how many in here that's standing present now would say that by uplifted hand like this, God, move on me, just tell me, let me drink from this fountain.
Manje bangake phakathi lapha abamileyo likhona kathesi abangathi ngezandla eziphakanyisiweyo njengalokho uNkulunkulu hamba phezu kwami ungigcwalise nje manginathe kulumthombo.
And I haven't done just what's right, but I want you to forgive me for it. I want you to wash away my sins and let me from this day just like, no.
Futhi ngangenzanga nje okuqondileyo kodwa ngifuna wena ungixolele ngakho ngifuna wena ugeze izono zami futhi ungenze kusukela lolu suku nje khangela nje mina bo
ukhona
umthombo ogcwele ngegazi elidonswa emathanjeni Emmanuel.
And
Futi Izon Ziposwa La Pansi Gogu Pupuma Zila Tegelo La Machata Ogunola Guabogo Zila Tegelo La Machata Ogunola Guabogo Zilahlekelwa ngamachata okungcola kwabo konke futhi izoni ziphoswa ngaphansi ngokuphuphu zilahlekelwa ngamachata okungcola kwabo konke.
Now that you that's a Christian believer, you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior. But you have not as yet. Now, if you haven't, that's the fountain. The only one I know about is that fountain from Emmanuel's veins.
Manje lokhu, wena olikholwa elingumKristu, umamukele umKristu njengomsindisi wakho. Kodwa awukazi okwa manje. Manje nxa wena ungakazi, yiwo umthombo engiwaziyo kuphela. Yiwo lo mthombo ovela emathanjeni kaEmmanuel.
Now, and if many of you here, it's just like I was speaking the other night about this little eagle walking in the barnyard with the chickens. And he never knew nothing else but the chickens, but he knew there's something about him was different from the chickens.
Manje futhi nxa abaningi benu lapha kunjengokuthi bengikhuluma obunye ubusuku mayelana ngalingqungqulu encane ihamba egumeni lesibaya kanye lenkukhu. Futhi akazange azi enye into ngaphandle kwenkukhu kodwa wabakwazi ukuthi kwakulenye into mayelana ngaye eyayihlukile lenkukhu.
And then his mother come hunting him and she screamed from above. It was an eagle's call.
Futhi ke unina weza emzingela futhi wakhwaza ephezulu kwakuyikubiza kwenqunqulu.
See, he had to be an eagle to begin with or he'd never recognize that call.
Bon, wayemele abe yinqunqulu ekuqaleni kumbe yena wayengasoki alwazi lolo bizo.
It has to be something there germatized or can never produce life.
Bon yena kufanele kube lenye into lapho uhlambanyana kumbe ayengeke ilethe impilo.
And if the seed, the Word of God, is in you, the Holy Spirit, you're now to germatize that and bring it to a reality to you.
Foot imbeu, ilizwi likaNkulunkulu, liphakathi kuwe, umoya ongcwele, ulapha, manje, ugumilisa, lokhu futhi, akulethe, ebuqothweni kuwe.
How many in here has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Would you raise up your hands all around, everywhere, just real honest, if you haven't received the Holy Ghost, and you'd like to, raise up your hand, wherever you are, just keep your hand up just a moment.
Bangaki phakathi lapha abangakazi bemkele ubhapathizo lukaMoya oNgcwele lingaphakamisela phezulu izandla zenu macele onke yonke indawo thembeka sibili okuqotho nxa ungake emkele uMoya oNgcwele futhi ufuna phakamisa isandla sakho loba ngapi okhona qubeka ubeke isandla sakho phezulu okwesikhatshana nje.
Now I want you standing around and looking at them. I want somebody to lay your hands over on them. I believe right now the Holy Spirit will fill every one of you.
Manje ngifuna lina elimiyo lapha futhi liba khangele ngifuna omunye umuntu ukubeka izandla zenu phezukwabo. Ngiyakholwa khona kathesi uMoya oNgcwele uzagcwalisa wonke umuntu ofunayo wona.
Now don't think about the food out there in the cafeteria. Let's think about this food here. This is one. This is life. See? This is life.
Manje, ungacabangi mayelana ngokudla phandle le ekhefa. Kasicabange nini mayelana ngokudla lokho lapho. Lokho yikho. Lokho yimpilo bona. Le yimpilo.
Now turn right around each one of you and lay hands on each other. And they laid their hands upon.
Manje chibiligani munye lo munye wenu futhi libeke izandla komunye lo munye futhi babeka izandla zabo phezukwabo.
Now I want you to pray for that person. You got your hand. Now don't think about going out. Don't think about nothing else. Just think right now the Holy Spirit's here to fill each individual.
Manje ngifuna ukhulekele lowo muntu obeke isandla sakho. Manje ungacabangi ngokuya phandle. Ungacabangi ngolunye ulutho. Cabanga nje khona kathesi uMoya oNgcwele ulapha ukugcwalisa umuntu ngamunye.
Open up your heart, dump all the cistern water out, and say, O fountain of life, come into me. Fill me, O Lord God, with thy goodness and mercy.
Vula inhliziyo yakho, lahla wonke amanzi amatanka phandle, futhi uthi, O mthombo wempilo, buya phakathi kwami, ngigcwalise, O Nkosi Nkulunkulu, ngobuhle langesihawu sakho.
Lord Jesus, that inexhaustible fountain, I pray, God, that you will fill each one of them. May the Holy Ghost fall here.
Go, Sitches. Lo mthombo ongapheliyo. Ngiyakhuleka, Nkulunkulu, ukuthi wena ugcwalise munye ngamunye wabo. Umoya oNgcwele makehle lapha.
I'd pray, God, that we'd forget all about anything else. That the Holy Spirit fall into the midst of us just now. And will give to us that waters of life freely from everywhere.
Ngiyakhuleka Nkulunkulu ukuthi sikhohlwe konke mayelana ngenye into ukuze uMoya oNgcwele awele phakathi kwethu kathesi nje futhi asinike lawo manzi empilo ngesihle kuvela ndawo yonke.
Grant it, O God, while the continuity of prayer and song blending together, Lord, knowing it's your presence, your divine presence. We want to come to the fountain. We want the real genuine baptism with the Holy Ghost.
Siphe khona onkulunkulu lapha ukuqubeka komkhuleko futhi lenguma kuhambelana ndawonye Nkosi ngisazi lobo yibukho bakho ubukho bakho bobuNkulunkulu sifuna ukubuya emthonjeni sifuna oluqotho ubhapathizo lweqiniso lukaMoya oNgcwele.
Lord, these people are praying for it. I pray that this right moment now that they will be filled with this goodness of God. Grant it, O God. Hear the prayer of your children.
Nkosi, laba bantu, baya kukhulekela khona. Ngiyakhuleka ukuthi khona manje kathesi, ukuthi bagcwaliswe ngobuhle lobu bukaNkulunkulu. Siphe khona, O Nkulunkulu. Zwana umkhuleko wabantwana bakho.
May you come upon their being. May the power of God and the Holy Ghost sweep over them. Grant it, God.
Mawuze wena phezu kobuntu babo. makuthi amandla kaNkulunkulu lo moya ongcwele uhambe phezukwabo siphe khona uNkulunkulu.
Oh, how we thank you for the refreshing, for the presence of the mighty God of heaven standing in our midst.
Oh, sikubonga kanganani wena ngokuzivuselela ngokobukho bukaNkulunkulu uSomandla wasezulwini emile phakathi kwethu.
Right at this noon hour, Lord, feed us. Lord, we want food from your table. Feed us, Lord, just now. Feed us with the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Khona kuleli hola lemini. Nkosi, sidlise, Nkosi. Sifuna ukudla okuvela etafuleni lakho. Sidlise thina, Nkosi. Kathesi nje, sidlise thina ngomoya ongcwele empilweni zethu.
Our hungry, parching souls are thirsty. As you said in the interpretation of the song, it would pour forth water upon parched ground.
Imphefumulo yethu elambileyo, echileyo, iwomile. Njengoba wena uchido, ekucasiseni kwengoma, kuza kuthulula amanzi endaweni echileyo.
Let it happen, Lord. Let thy words be made manifested in the hearts of thy children. Waters upon dry, parched ground.
Makwenzakale, Nkosi. Makuthi amazwi akho enziwe abonakale enhlizweni zabantwana bakho. Amanzi phezu komileyo umhlabathi ochileyo.
Eternal God, hear the prayer of your servant and give unto us that blessing. Amen.
Nkulunkulu olaphakade, zwana umkhuleko wenceku yakho futhi usinikeze leso sibusiso. Amen.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Just keep praising him now. Find out the Holy Spirit here. If you don't receive it, it's your fault.
Qhubeka nje umdumisa yena kathesi. Thola ukuthi umoya ongcwele ulapha. Nxa ungawamukeli wona zindaba zakho.
How I love
you. Ngimthanda kanjani Jesu.
Lovest thou me more?
Uyangithanda mina ukwedlula lapha.
Thandu
Jesu. Ngoba yena wangithanda kuqala. Oh, ngimthanda kanjani.
Praise be to God.
Utumelube kuNkulunkulu.
Oh,
ngimthanda kanjani.
What if he comes just?
Phonxa yena ebe ngabuya nje kathesi.
Oh,
ngimthanda kanjani uJesu. Ngoba yena wangithanda kuqala. Ngimthiye yena. Gangisoze ngimthiye yena. Gangisoze ngimthiye yena. Ngoba yena wangithanda kuqala. Uyamangalisa, uyamangalisa uJesu kimi. Umeluleki, inkosana yokuthula, uNkulunkulu olamandla unguye, engisindisa, engigcina, mina kuso sonke isono lehlazo. Uyamangalisa, umhlengi wami, dumisani elakhe. Ngasihlabeleleni kuye kathesi. Uyamangalisa, uyamangalisa uJesu kimi. Umeluleki, inkosi yokuthula, uNkulunkulu olamandla unguye, engisindisa, engigcina kuso sonke isono lehlazo. Uyamangalisa, umhlengi wami, dumisani ibizo lakhe.
All that feel that say amen. Oh, hallelujah. I see some people coming through now with the Holy Spirit.
Bonk abezwa lokho uthi amen. Oh, hallelujah. Ngibona abanye abantu beqhamuka kathesi ngomoya ongcwele.
Nage
ngalahleka kathesi sengatholwa ngikhululiwe ekulahlweni.
Jesus.
uJesu uyapha inkululeko nensindiso egcweleyo engisindisa engigcina kuse sonke isono lehlazo. Uyamangalisa umhlengi wami dumisa. Kasiphakamiseni phezulu izandla zethu kathesi futhi sibili simdu. Uyamangalisa, uyamangalisa uJesu kimi. Umeluleki, inkosi yokuthula, uNkulunkulu olamandla unguye. O engisindisa, engigcina kuso sonke isono nehlazo. Uyamangalisa umhlengi wami dumisani ibizo lakhe.
I love it. Oh, wonderful. Praise. A fountain filled with blood. Where sinners lose all fear of man, all condemnation. Just free in him. Hallelujah. Oh, my. That's really wonderful.
Liamtanda yenana. Oh, giamangalisa. Utumo gulom tumbu. Oh, twadiswengekazi. Lapho izoni ezilahlekelwa yikwesaba abantu konke ukucalwa sikhulekile nje kuye. Haleluya. Oh mina bo lokho kuyamangalisa sibili.
Now while we sing that again, let's let all the Methodists, Baptists, Catholic, Presbyterian, whatever, while we're singing this wonderful Jesus is to me, let's just turn around and shake hands with each other. Just have a good old mix up.
Manje lapho sihlabela lokhu njalo. Yegani wonke ama Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Presbyterian, loba yini. Lapho sihlabela lokho. Uyamangalisa uJesu kimi. Asichibilike futhi siqawule izandla kanye labanye sibe nje lokuzihlanganisa okuhle okudala.
You know, that's what I like. Come on, let's sing it now as we do it.
Uyazi, mina yikho lokho engikuthandayo. Uzani, asihlabele manje lapho sikwenza khona.
Oh, wonderful.
Uyamangalisa. Uyamangalisa uJesu kimi. Uyamangalisa uJesu ayikho. Lokhu yikho. Oh umeluleki inkosana yokuthula.
Keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. There's sound through me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, sets the captives free. Well, there's a river of life flowing down through me. The Bible said, pray for those that are in authority. Our Heavenly Father, we are standing in a desperate need for the leader of our nation, our president. He may never know this, Lord, but you know it.
Baba wethu osezulwini, simile phakathi kokuchiseka ngumkhokheli welizwe lethu, umongameli wethu, yena engabe engakwazi lokho, Nkosi, kodwa wena uyakwazi.
I pray for Brother Johnson as he professes to be a believer in you. Father, a heart attack, we understand, has struck him.
Ngiyakhulekela umfowethu Johnson. Lapho yena esicho ukuba ulikholwa kuwe. Futhi baba, ukuhlaselwa yinhliziyo. Siyayizwisisa kumchayile.
I pray God spare his life. We're in a national crisis right now anyway. Let thy spirit come upon him, Lord.
Ngiyakhuleka uNkulunkulu. Londoloza impilo yakhe. Sisebunzimeni belizwe khona kathesi kungenani futhi vumela umoya wakho ubuye phezu kwakhe Nkosi.
And right now in the hospital or wherever he may be, let your spirit come down to that Walter Reed Hospital and touch his body, sparing his life.
futhi khona kathesi esibhedlela kumbe lapho engabe khona futhi uvumele umoya wakho ubuye phansi esibhedlela seWalter Reed futhi ubambe umzimba wakhe ugcine impilo yakhe.
Lord, the man's under pressure. More pressure than what we understand.
Nkosi, indoda ingaphansi kokubandezeka, ukubandezeka okwedluliseleyo, ukwedlula lokhu thina esikuzwisisayo.
So we pray, God, as believers and as a part of this nation, we pray for our leader that you will grant him an extension of life in this great hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Ngakho siyakhuleka uNkulunkulu njengamakholwa futhi njengengxenye yelizwe leli siyamkhulekela umkhokheli wethu ukuthi wena uzamnika ukwengezwa kwempilo kuleli hola elikhulu ebizweni likaJesu Kristu. Amen.